You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going to be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on riotcast.com.
I'm sorry. I'll let you intro the show.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I mean, 8 years I've been opening the show.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
8 years I do an intro, and you went into some thing about Instagram?
No, I'm terrible.
What are you, fucking Ray Romano?
No, because I know.
I don't know. Instagram's crazy.
Welcome to the YKWD.
What?
What? Oh, you need the thing?
Yeah.
YKWD, you know what, dude? Fucking show. The original comic hang. The motherfucker that started it all. Go fuck yourselves. Uh-huh. Hey, we're going to get together. And yeah, I did it. I did it. I'm the one who fucking did it. We had ups and downs. All right? But now we're fucking back up on an up. We've been up for a long time.
Yes.
Yeah, we got fucking Zach, the new guy.
Zach.
Doesn't say much, but he fucking does a lot. That's the way I like it. We got fucking Mushy Mike, Mexican from San Antonio, keeping it real. We ain't sending our Mexican back. Take that wall down, motherfucker. And then we got fucking Gabby.
Hey.
The motherfucker. That's what I call Gabby, the motherfucker. Because she don't fuck around. Yeah, she's hot. Yeah, she's cute.
He calls me hot at the start of every episode, and I love it.
But you know what? She's fucking, she don't fuck around, dude. She don't fuck around. I'm going to do this, and then it's done. And she's like, "What? When were you going to do what you're going to do, fucking you hunk of shit?" That's what you want right there. A go-getter, a motherfucker. She's going to be working here for 2 more weeks. She's gone, guaranteed. She books a fucking sitcom, a Carsey Warner, fucking a replacement for Roseanne. I guarantee she's the new Roseanne.
Bobby's coming in hot. Huh? Would you see fucking straight out of Compton before this motherfucker?
Now we fucking B to the fucking E to the Ecky.
Okay.
Just fucking hanging out. One of the fucking, I mean, literally the hottest girls I've ever seen in my life. And she's sweeter than pie. She's like when you're walking by in the country field and there's weed all around you and there's butterflies and those, and then you look in the window, there's a pie and an old lady's hands just put it in there and then, and that's it. Look at her. She's sweet. Oh, my God. It makes you feel good.
She's cool, too, man.
So we're here. Huh. YKWD. Let's introduce the guests. We're going to get right into it. First of all, because my motherfucking, the motherfucker's here. The other mother, the guest of all... The dude who fucking never fails.
Oh, don't set me up, Bobby.
Not you. Fucking egotistical cocksucker.
No, you were looking at me.
I'm looking at you, but you're right in front of me. I'm talking about my pal over here. Can we introduce everybody?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
We have Paul Verzi.
Oh, we don't go
this way. We go this way.
I'm going to tell you one thing.
Yeah.
We always switch sides.
What?
Sometimes we go this way.
Yeah.
Sometimes
and
we go this way.
You know who makes that decision?
You. Oh,
Wazzo.
Love it.
That's French.
I love it.
From me.
Okay, we have Forrest Shaw.
Hey.
Back again.
Ooh. Yeah. No.
You were here before.
Never.
Oh, you opened for me.
Yeah, yeah. We were in Arizona.
There's a lot of pressure on you right now.
Yeah.
Because as a middler, I'm kidding. He was fucking killing it all week. Arizona, what was that? The Stand Up Live.
Stand Up Live, yeah.
Oh, fucking love that place.
Insane club.
That place is awesome.
Yeah.
I love it there. What a great club. Great little, and the hotel is right across the street, which
yeah,
I love.
Yeah, they stopped putting the middles up there. So there's a condo there, and then you got to take a train to the club. Pretty dope.
No.
Yeah, that's free.
Paul.
Free train.
Not us.
I've stayed in the hotel a bunch, and they're like, you're in this condo over by the hotel. But you stay with all these college kids, that Arizona State, and there's like keg parties afterwards. So it's... Yeah, it's right good. Up my alley.
Sounds
yeah.
like good for a dad. Uh-huh. So I should love to do that.
Yeah, who invited their uncle? That's what happens. Nah.
That's great. Who else do we got?
We have Robbie Slowick.
Robbie. Hello.
I don't even fucking know. That's just true. Met tonight.
Thanks you're, for the vouch.
You're literally fucking Verzi Donnie Brasco'd you in.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
fucking.
Yeah. You know, you don't know.
You're, you get taken out if he's. You'll get right in the back of the head tonight.
I thought you knew it, but you know Casey.
Who?
You know Casey.
My girlfriend, Casey Ballstrom. She's done the show a few times.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I know. That's your girl?
That's my girlfriend.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know.
Oh, I love Casey.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Me too.
She has the one with the sweaty pits.
Yeah, that's a picture of her. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I love that. I mean, it's so fucking funny, that photo. No, it is, because girls never want to show their sweaty pits, but she has a photo. I didn't know that. I've heard a lot about you from her, too.
Oh, there we go. Yeah,
I didn't
yeah.
believe her, though.
Yeah, you hear better stuff from Verzi, for well, sure.
Dude, you're going to have this kid. He's fucking hilarious, dude. But that's why. I'm like, all right, bring him in. He's like, what? I was like, tell him to come in. So I'm glad you're here.
Thank you
Welcome
for having
to
me.
The fucking show. And of course,
Paul Verzi. Verzi. Verzi.
Thanks for having me back, Bobby.
Really?
Yeah.
What'd you think I was not? I'm gonna say it right now, Gab. Ready? And I don't give this out too much. Colin has it. Voss has it.
Mm-hmm.
David Tell has it.
Mm-hmm.
Keith Robinson has it.
Mm-hmm.
Verzi has it. Carte Blanche.
Oh, wow. That's a... that.
Carte Blanche.
I wish we had a crown.
We do.
Oh, shit.
No, I don't want...
Put the
By
dick
the way, whose
on
dick
your
is
head.
That veiny? Look at that. Whose dick looks like that?
Very vascular.
That thing looks like it was melted.
That's Lewis's replica dick. That's a fucking Louis J. Gomez
Can
dick.
Can I just say something to you?
Yeah.
Thank my wife and my kids, and I had such a great time at your party. It was one of the hardest things that I ever had to put myself through.
That's okay. Your transition off of Lewis's dick?
Well, he was there.
That was a good transition. Yeah. You know what? Yeah. You stand corrected. Yeah. It's a fine transition. Made complete sense.
I mean, this guy was cooking steak tips, garlic sausage, hot dogs, hamburger. He had everything.
Let's step
having...
back a little bit. I'm going to bring you back a little bit. I do this party. You guys don't know. I do this party since I moved up to Westchester. Patrice used to do parties back in the day at his house. We always used to go there. On, like, you know, 4th of July, Memorial Day weekend, Patrice would throw these awesome barbecues in his fucking driveway. Because he lived in a townhouse. So it was just in it wasn't a backyard. It was just his garage. And that he put a table out in the driveway. That's kind of what you did over in Jersey City, right? And the black people. But anyways, he did that thing. We all went. And then it was like a tradition. It was just you go to Patrice's barbecue. He passed. Fuck, unfortunately. And I moved up to Westchester, Bestchester. I had this backyard. I redid the whole thing. I'm like, I'm going to start doing a barbecue because I think it's important for comics to hang out outside of this shit. I think it's important because when you do podcasts and you do these fucking comedy shows and you're out at the club, it's all comedy, and it's kind of, whether you're not being competitive, you are. Who's going up next? How did you do? How did they do? What do you got? What jokes? Oh, it's when you go to a comedy, like when you're out and you're at somebody's house, it's a different vibe. You just get along, and you're just who you really are as a human, not as a comic. And I think it's important. So I started doing these things around 5 years ago in Max's birthday party / comic barbecue. And it was because I collided my worlds, too, because I had my neighbors. I mean, the first year was my neighbor Dolores and Bailey J and then fucking, you know, all comics.
Yeah, I remember.
And then my mom. You know, who didn't know Bailey J was a transvestite? She was like, I love your dress. Bailey was like, thank you.
Do you do all the grilling?
Well, here's the thing. I do all...
Speaking of grilling...
Oh, shit. Wow. You are the best.
See, that's a transition.
Wow.
Well, listen. I think... that was a real good transition. Because she sang it, too. It was like she made her own jingle. Speaking of grilling... I actually have these, and I'm so excited to use these on my next barbecue. I wish I had them. I wish I fucking had them here. I wish next barbecue I'm putting these on. I can't wait to use these things. Father's Day is right around the corner. And you a dad?
No.
You a dad?
No.
You're a dad?
Yes.
Zach, do you have a come and a girl and leave it? Well, good. The sound guy doesn't put his own mic on. Yeah, we're really killing it here at fucking YKWD. They don't do that at Gas Digital, do they, Beck? Shannon doesn't fuck around. Anyways, Father's Day is right around the corner. If you're looking for a great gift, because it's hard to shop for a dad. You don't know what to get him. Let me suggest something. The Man Grate, the cast iron grilling system that is designed to fit on top of virtually any grill surface. Check out their website, mangrate.com, and you'll see what I mean. It's the perfect gift any time. All right? For any meat-eating man, you want to get this for him. Just take them out of the box, set them on the existing grill, and start grilling. For the perfect steak taste, you need the Man Grate. That's themangrate.com. Order now, get 40% off. That's probably the best offer I've ever had on my podcast. 40% off Man Grate and premium brushes at mangrate.com. Not only Man Grate, they have these brushes, they have all kinds of stuff for your grill. If you're a grill like me, which you're about to get into, because Verzi, I don't fuck around.
Yeah, no, I could say that you don't. I could say that firsthand.
Mangrate.com. Just enter the coupon code DAD18. That's DAD18. And you see, okay, when it comes to cooking, not all grills are created equal. And no matter what you're currently using, the Man Grate will change it for the better. 100% American made. God bless America right now.
Steve-O.
God bless America.
Mm-hmm. Steve-O. I guess Steve-O is a... Is that the Steve-O? Says, I bought 8 Man Grates, moved across the country, left the grill, took my Man Grates. Steve-O.
Yeah, he's a fucking lunatic. 100% American made.
The same Steve-O, or is it just a Steve-O?
That'd be just weird if it was another
just
guy.
A random Steve-O.
That'd be weird.
If they showed it was a bald redhead. It was Billy Burr's brother. 100% American made and designed to fit on top of any grilling surface. But look at American made to me means something. I don't know about you. What about you? Does that mean something to you?
Yeah, it means something to me.
All right, I'm just checking. Test one, complete.
What does it mean? You can't just say it means something.
That means fucking, we made it. That means a job in this country. That means somebody took home a job, and I'm not just saying white people. Maybe it's whoever the fuck it was, had a job, and they took it home. It's all here. We're not outsourcing to everything is fucking made in China. Every toy my kid got said China on it. Well, I had an American flag shirt made in China.
Listen, I don't give a fuck if it's from America. If it's not good, I don't care. America, I tried to do the American thing, and it almost killed me.
Yeah.
Okay? It almost fucking killed
me. Can I finish this ad before you ruin it?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't realize. I thought you were done.
That's something
I'm very
say
close.
Too,
were you about to fucking trash my sponsor? <Yeah. laughs> Fuck America. What? Relax.
Fuck America.
Almost.
I'm with Paul. Let's finish this ad up so we can bash America.
This Father's Day, ask for or be sure to give the gift that will not disappoint, the Man Grate. Get 40% off all grates and their custom heavy-duty grill brushes by using the code DAD18 at checkout. DAD18. That's mangrate.com. Enter DAD18 at checkout. 40% off, you lunatics. Don't be a moron. Go to mangrate.com right now. I got mine. I'm using them next time. I'm so excited.
Nice. Where are you using them? Next
on my grill. I'm having a barbecue again.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, you're invited, but it's gonna be a lower key bar. No kids.
Well, here's
couple
my
kids.
Here's my thing about I'm all for like America getting and creating jobs and shit. And I wanted to do that. And when I bought a car in 2000 and I don't know, 9, 8, 10, whatever, I bought a Pontiac truck.
Oh my God.
Because it was white and it had like cream leather, and that's all an Italian.
I'm out.
Very
out
of cool.
Pontiac. We're all out.
Out listen, Pontiac.
Nobody fucking buys Pontiac.
Like I said, this was over a decade ago.
Doesn't matter. No, you don't buy a car with the word name.
I was at a Buick Pontiac fucking Lincoln dealership, whatever it was, right?
I love that.
And I see a white
Buick Pontiac Corvette Lincoln Mercedes dealership.
It was American, right?
Like that?
And no, it was no. yeah, I bought the one on the left. I thought
those are amazing.
Well, that's when we used to make fucking great cars. What car did you get?
I had a Pontiac Torrent.
Who would buy a Torrent?
Can I tell you what happened? You're judging. I didn't even get to tell you what happened.
I'm sorry. You know what?
White one in white. It was really nice leather. White, nice leather.
You
whatever.
Bought a Torrent?
Yeah. So listen.
Their logo stinks.
Yeah, I know. Listen, what happened?
All right, good.
It's really pretty nice inside, to be honest.
That's like an SUV.
It was an SUV.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
It was an SUV, but here's what got me. It had cream leather, and I like white, and it just was, I walked on the lot with, like, you know when you're like, I might buy something, but probably not, and then the guy was like, you like this white one with the cream? And I was like, yeah, and he just kept knocking money down, and then I was like, I can't do it now, and I walked away, and they gave me this insane price.
Undercoating?
I get this car.
Got the undercoating?
I get this, I don't know what the fuck it was, but I got a lot of shit. Yeah, I got a lot of shit, and I was doing City Steam. I was doing fucking, and I wanted to buy American purposely. It was either going to be Chevy or this fucking thing, but I got talked into this thing. And I'm driving home from City Steam on Route 84 after show, and there's a monsoon. There's a fucking monsoon. This car's 2 years old, and I'm driving home, and there's no shoulder. I was on 84 where it's narrow in two lanes, and it is downpouring. And all of a sudden, I hear, zzz, 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 and my fucking windshield wiper goes out, the driver's side one, and I just can't see. Right. So now I'm leaning over to the right. And I'm just going with the right one, and there's fucking 18-wheelers going past me, and I'm just thinking, my fucking kids, my son was newborn, over there, I'm freaking the fuck out, and I just hear, zoom, zoom, and both go out.
Oh.
And now I have a fucking fountain of water. I had to, in a monsoon, stick my head out of the fucking window like Ace Ventura. Going like this with 18-wheelers flying by. I couldn't even. My fucking stupid face is just getting sopping wet.
I love that I know what
I'm scared.
When a windshield wiper dies, I know the sound now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Zzz, zzz.
Yeah, the shitty, zzz. Yeah, the shitty motor that they have in it just goes zzz, and it just fucking dies. Zzz, and it like tried to do one more and then just fucking died. And they got the fucking. They know.
Well, what the fuck? I just like the sound. I can't like the sound, bro.
I know, but you didn't have to do the last fucking one.
Dude, I was with
actually,
you.
You were with me. I appreciate
zzz.
It.
I did it with you. You went zzz.
And I'm cursing this fucking place, dude. And my face is out the window. And
in
I
the
can't
monsoon?
Get over. And I had to see that there were no headlights and just fly over to an exit. And I almost flew off the road, but I had to get off. And it was brutal. And I go in the next day, and I'm like, I'm done. You fuck it. I went into Buick, and I just started yelling at the guy.
What'd the guy say?
Like, this has never happened before. This is, you know, I don't know what to tell you. And I'm like, well, and he was just like, I can't get you out of the lease because of something like this. And it was a fucking nightmare.
You had to
so
keep
then
the car?
I had to keep the car.
How long?
Probably like until the lease was up. Probably another
2 years?
Probably another
what?
Year. No, probably another year. Yeah, he was like, "Look, this has never happened before. We'll fix this fucking thing for you. I'm sorry."
Did they fix
but
it?
Like, yeah, they fixed it. I kept the car, and then after that, I went Japanese. I went Camry, and now I got the Lexus. So I'm never.
Look,
so there you go. I'm not. It's
all right.
It's,
stop for
it's
one second.
Good
though.
Enough.
I understand you, but here's the thing, though. You can't fucking do that with cars. Because everything is made out. Everything, even Japanese.
What can I do with cars? What do you mean?
Cars are different.
What?
Why? Well, it's still American jobs. It still goes with what we were talking about.
Okay, but a lot of the Toyota parts are made here.
Yeah, and
did you know that?
Here.
Thank
built,
you.
Built
and built here. Did you know that?
Well, then we're doing a good thing. I got Hondas.
A Honda's a great car, but they're assembled and built here. A lot of the parts and stuff are built here. Now, when they first came out back in the day, it was a factory in Japan. They were hustling them out,
right.
Fucking Godzilla in the background. But too much, I know. I was a stretch. I just wanted to fucking slip a Godzilla joke. I didn't know.
I like that attempt. Just throw it in there.
No way. I fucking forced it. And then I explained it so you'd laugh. Fucking kind of retarded. I know. Ooh, I said retarded. I'm getting fired from nothing. Yeah, dude. I'm talking about like toys, stuff in your house, things that you can get built in America, like the man grate. I think that's it. I think that's all I'm talking about. I think the only thing that is built in America that I like.
He's got a man grate and everything else is made in Japan.
What toys can you buy that are made in America? I can't think of one toy. That
Nerf.
Nerf?
Nerf guns?
The Captain America one.
Well, the Nerf guns are taken. Is Nerf really American company?
I have no idea. Can you pull up American toy company?
No way Nerf is American. No way.
I love how Bobby said it confidently, and you know what? It worked. We all were like,
oh,
fuck.
Oh, yeah, Nerf.
Nerf,
sure,
that's a pretty good one.
That's what Trump does. Trump does that. That's the true. It's true. Am I doing Trump impressions?
Nerf doesn't even sound American. Nerf? Yeah, there's no way. I get the keep.
There's nothing.
I get the economics of buying American. I get that. But when anyone tells you that everything made in America is better, it's like, There's a bunch of idiots in this
country. Can I stop for a second,
right?
Though? Yeah. You're wrong, because back in the day it was. When we were making, we were the ones making shit. Other people weren't, Japan and China weren't making toys. They weren't making all the shit. They were making guns. They weren't making cars. They didn't, we did all that shit. So when we first made all that stuff, it was fucking epic. It was insane because we made it with, you know, the first light bulb, the guys came out, they're like, oh, this will last like 25 years. They were like, go back.
Yeah.
They go back. And why? Make it break in a month. Like, make it break in like 6 months. Uh-huh. Why? This is the best engineering ever. We need, how are we going to make money? If shit don't break, and that's what happened with America, they fucking slacked off. They wanted you to buy parts. They wanted you to, and Japan was like, go fuck yourself. We're just going to make an awesome car that, because we have so many people, we are in China, they were fucking, let's just make great shit.
Yeah, no, it's true. It's like, it's better. Like a Toyota Camry and a Lexus is just a better,
Japanese people make great shit. Let's just put it that way.
100%.
The reason, sex dolls, awesome.
Sushi, great.
The reason, fuck yeah.
The reason stuff was made
bridges,
better.
Awesome. Koi ponds, the fucking best.
Pokemon, oh,
yeah,
nuts.
Fucking, dude, fuck it. I'm telling you right now, miso soup, the balls.
Eel. Imagine me and Bobby just sat here for 2 hours and went back and forth.
Massage. All right. But
massage.
Yeah. Oh, that's Korean. That's Korean.
Well, that's Chinese.
Depends what city
you're
in.
That's how you know somebody knows too much about that. It's actually Korean. A little Southern Island.
We don't know what the fuck that is.
A little Southern Island.
Everything was made better back in the day because we made out of steel and iron and wood. And then when plastic came along, that's when stuff started being mass produced in China.
Did,
and now we're like, China sucks. But where'd it come
from?
Where
did plastic come from?
It comes from outer space.
For sure.
Now, I mean, yeah, obviously China learned how to make things cheaper with plastic and stuff, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look, China makes shit cheap and we buy it and it's fucking, you know how many toys I have? How many toys do you have that broke a day in and you still have them for some reason? Just garbage.
Oh, my son, it's every day. My son and daughter, they want something at Target or at Walmart or whatever, you get it, and it's just either broken or sitting there a day, like a half a day later, it's fucking done. It's just wasted money sitting there.
Did we find out where Nerf's from? We never even found out where Nerf is from.
We will.
Nerf's China, for sure.
I think I'm,
Nerf is, what do you think? Nerf is China, Japan? What's your money
made in China?
Wait, stop. I'm gonna say Taiwan.
Taiwan is Nerf?
Taiwan.
Malaysia.
I'm gonna say China.
I'm gonna say Japan.
Where's it from?
Oh, is it say United States?
Well, it's from here,
it's
but
American.
Like it's made in.
It's American.
Is it made?
Bobby was right.
I was right originally.
Stab and in the dark.
And you guys punked me. It wasn't a stab in the dark. You walked me down in my
Bobby.
Fucking confidence.
Bobby.
You all fucking came at me. Wait. Fuck you, Nerf.
I never said fuck.
You even said Nerf like Nuff. You made it like an accent.
Wait. Where it's.
You're Nuff. Oh. You went, oh, after you said it. I said America, and then I have no confidence in anything I say. And you went, dude, come on, Nerf. Oh.
I guess you're right.
Oh, Bobby, I stand corrected.
Bang, bang, fucking Nerf, great American
Nerf,
company.
Nerf does
Seacaucus,
crush it with their
New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Oh, Jesus, New Jersey trash. You're just proud of anything. Fried Oreos.
Fucking Jersey.
Yeah.
Let's do the second read real quick, shall we?
Right up front. Wow. You don't want to wait a couple minutes?
Okay, we can.
What is the second read?
ZipRecruiter.
It's Nerf.
It's fucking American made jobs.
Nerf better fucking.
You want to just get it out of the way?
Yeah.
Do you like it like that?
Sure.
I hope you don't have sex like
Sound
that.
Like my wife.
Do you like it okay?
That's exactly what my wife says. I went to therapy. Do you? Can I ask
you? Nah, you know what? I'm going to start.
Go.
Yeah, somebody told me that.
I just started.
Did you?
Therapy, we're talking about, right?
Yeah. It's the best.
Yeah, I was getting like panic attacks, anxiety attacks.
We had a fight today in therapy. Yeah. But it was about politics.
It was or wasn't?
My therapist is a fucking left-wing lunatic. He's, you know, Bernie Sanders, way left. And we started talking today about some shit.
Dude, that is so funny that you go in there for help and you just start fucking arguing about it.
Dude, I made him lose his shit. I put him on tilt.
How did you get to politics near therapy? What are you?
I don't know.
He's like, Bobby, tell me about your father. Well, he looks like Barry.
He's a fucking Democrat.
It was kind of something like that. I was trying to get a little something to eat before I went into therapy because I felt peckish. And there's a health food store next door, and it's always filled with a bunch of chubby white ladies waiting to get a juice at lunch, and they just stand there on their phones. Like, are you in line or not? make your order, back the fuck out. You don't make your order and stay in line on your phone so you look like a line. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so I'm standing there waiting, and I have to go, are you in line? Oh, no, sorry. No, you're not sorry, you fucking twat. You've been there. And then you go to leave, and they're standing in the doorway on their phones. And I'm like, excuse me. Oh, sorry. Do you really didn't realize there was a fucking human trying to get out of the fuck? You didn't feel my presence? Because I give them that 3 second get the fuck out of the way time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I was just a bunch of, and I went up with this fucking attitude. And I'm like, oh, these twats and the thing. And then I said something about Roseanne.
To him?
And then I said something about, I go, and I was just like, Trump's a fucking moron. I go, who cares? None of it matters to me. I'm fucked. I'm fucked in my own little world. I'm fucked.
Right.
And you want me to what? Make a sign?
Yeah.
I was just like, why are comics? The funniest people in the world to me right now are so violently angry every day on social media. They're just name calling and fat and cunt and fuck you. I'm like, what happened to funny? What happened to just going to go write a funny hour, put it on TV so we can laugh? And you know what I mean? I don't know. And he was like, well, you have to change, you know, this, you have to do something. I'm like, no, I don't have to do shit. He goes, yes, you do. And I was like, what the fuck am I? I'm trying not to fucking cheat on my wife. I'm trying not to jerk off too much to weird shit. And I'm trying to give my son values that I never had.
Right.
Is your therapist the Martian from Bugs Bunny, by the way? Is that your impression of him?
Marvin the Martian?
That's his name. I can't remember his name. But
Bob.
Do you go to that same guy that all the comics go to?
I'm the first guy to go to him.
No, I know. I didn't ask. That's
I know
hilarious.
I invented
that's
everything. I know.
Hilarious.
I
go to that guy. I go to that.
That's my guy.
I would never.
You go to my guy.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would never do that.
Okay. Okay.
I was the first one that was fucked up. So
I actually went from Dustin Schaefman. Schaefman gave me the. But from me spawned a whole. I mean, he should give me money. The money he's made off of me.
How long have you been going?
10 years. Yeah. But we screaming match in the fucking thing. Like, he's like, you need to fuck this guy. Fucking Trump. I'm like, dude, settle down. Why?
Oh, shit.
I'm like, fucking, what's going to change? What am I going to do?
Oh, boy.
That's why the world's fucked. Is it really?
Yeah.
And then he went, listen, you know, I can't, we shouldn't do this. I had like 10 minutes left. He's like, you have little time. Talk about sex. I want to know.
Bobby, is this a good impression?
I was just going to say, it's actually pretty solid. Now that I know who it is, it's not a bad impression. You know?
Oh, you go to him?
Yeah, I do.
Oh,
I do.
Okay, well.
I've only been going for like about 3 months now.
Oh, really?
I was always very resistant. Casey was like, you need this.
Does she go to him or the
No,
wife?
No. She doesn't go to him. But she no, she doesn't go to that office at all.
Right.
But she goes out somewhere random. I don't know.
I took my wife with me one time. Oh, what a fucking clusterfuck. I ended that immediately.
To him?
Yeah, we went in as a couple, like couples therapy
okay.
at the beginning. And, you know, and it's like, you know, you guys have the option of just fucking balling up. You know what I mean? You know, one question, you know. So, Don, how do you feel about what Bobby, when he says those things? I have some time. And I'm like. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm like holding her. I'm wrong. You're right. I'm sorry. I fucked up. No, it's just fucking. If I could open my emotions up like that and ball, I'd fucking win every time too.
Yeah, that's true.
My kid would think I'm a puss whack, but I'd fucking.
A puss whack?
I was talking to somebody recently. I was like, could you imagine if a guy just welled up? I just dude, you should do that bit because that's the way a female can get away with it a little more, right?
Don't say it like that. Say it with confidence.
But it's true. Like that's the way you get away. Like when my wife would just march upstairs and cry, I'd
done.
Be like, I can't win.
You
now.
Can't win.
I can't win. Can't. I'm not crying. And then me yelling is me crying.
Yeah.
Me yelling or like wanting to throw something, that's me crying.
Yeah, I know.
But I can't just be like, fuck it, I'm going to Mike's. Like, you just can't. You know, they go to their
this
mother.
This is why you make me want to eat.
I've tried it a couple of times where you just let the woman cry and just like, yeah, I'm just going to like tough this one out. And it's It's undoable. You can't do it. Like, a couple minutes later, you're like, wow, am I the biggest piece of shit ever? Like, I was just like, yeah, keep crying. And it was like,
I go, what are you, in first grade? Crying? Oh. What are you, fuck? What are you, a child?
Oh, that's the wrong thing. That's the wrong thing.
That's not the right thing.
And then I was like, oh, fuck.
But Becky liked it. She's like, yeah, I like that. Say that to me. I am in the first grade. What grade are you in, Mr. Verzi? I'm sorry. I took it too far. Yeah. That was my
favorite. She's
fantasy.
New. Come on.
It's a fucking weird thing, man. You can't. Our crying, our fucking flipping out, our anger. It's where did that come from? We got our anger became our tears. What is that?
I don't like the therapy.
That's what it is.
Such a horrific thing to say.
Punching is how you get rid of your sadness.
This is my tears. Yeah. This is my tears.
Okay. Calm down.
You punch somebody in the face. You throw something. Like, that's me crying right there. That's it. Accept
just
it.
Being in a Walmart. I cry like this, bitch. My wife is just fucking bawling. I've only made my wife cry a couple times, not too many, thank God. My wife's a tough. Your wife too. She's tough.
Yeah, it takes. My wife will just walk away. My wife will start to, she starts to get upset. Her and my son are similar, where they walk away.
Yeah.
From a. When they're upset, like my son will walk in his room, close the door. My wife will kind of walk away because they need to process it. And then me and my daughter are like, no. It's got to happen now. We're getting it all on the fucking table now. I need it out now. Just lay the cards out. Let's fix it now. Because I can't. Because here's the thing. I can't hug you later. I can't hug you. I don't want to hug you until it's fucking done. Like, I don't. You know how they like just hug when it's over? It's like, no. We're still fighting. We never fixed this.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Like going in the battle in the Civil War. You're just like going straight ahead.
Yeah, it's like we
just
didn't,
like,
we didn't fix the problem to hug or kiss or do that. Yeah. You know, I'm not. I need to figure it out.
Yeah, that's how I am. I'm just like, yeah, we're going straight ahead. Bullets flying. I don't care. Yeah, it's gonna end now.
My wife. Yeah, but I'll come out like I've done her way where I've left. We didn't work out. I just left, and I'll come back later. She's like, "Hey, what's up?" I'm like,
"Yeah, yeah."
How? What?
Yeah.
You haven't been thinking about it every second for the last 3 hours. You haven't fucking talked to yourself for an hour in the car.
Yeah.
I've been fucking screaming at a rearview mirror with you in it. Well, you think you're gonna do that? You think you're going to fucking... You fucked up, not me, and you can't admit it.
Dude,
that's your problem. You don't say sorry. At least I say sorry. I fuck up. I'm the fuck up. I do it. You don't change. You don't have to do... I go to therapy. I go to fucking meetings. I talk to my friends. But you're right, fucking...
Bobby, relax. Sorry. She's not here.
Oh, my God.
Just raised my blood pressure. Fucking Vietnamese flashback. Your mother is...
Mao!
It's funny that you said real Ramiro. One time I was at a red light.
Yeah.
I was at a fucking red light in my car alone, and I literally said to somebody not there, I go, if you go near my kids, I'll fucking kill you.
I do it all the time.
I was imagining the next guy that's going to be around my kids going, I will kill you if you touch my children. Like, because that's my fear. I always said that. I've always said that. My biggest fear isn't so much divorce. Okay, if I get divorced, I get divorced. I just always said that I don't want my kids waking up one morning eating pancakes with some guy named Phil.
Woof.
That is my fucking, and then, Phil throws the ball like this. Yeah. It's like, no, I can't have, I can't have that.
Dude, I've had arguments in cabs with cab drivers.
Why are you whispering?
That don't exist. Like, not the cab driver driving me. On the way to therapy.
Oh.
Literally, in my head going, fuck you. I'll go where you drop me off where I want to get dropped off.
What?
If I say the left side, you fucking drop me off on the left side. Dude, I'm a fucking mental patient. Dude,
I did this.
Do you ever do this? Do you ever have an argument? Do you ever fucking call somebody and you call them? It's not ringing. You forget that you call them. You start fucking having the argument with somebody. You start going, fuck that. You don't fucking. And they go, hello? And you go, hey, I was just kidding. Who are you talking to?
I can honestly say no. That one I haven't done.
I've never done that one either.
That one, listen, I was with you with the imaginary shit, but no, I wasn't with you with the by yourself screaming.
You're
going
to try to tell me Nerf is from China? Motherfucker. I've literally called people up And I've been fucking screaming at some, like, fuck you, dude.
Wait, the person you're calling or somebody else?
No, I've had it.
I've had
it both ways. I've had it the person I'm calling, like, there's going to be an argument, and I'm about to have it. And then they pick up, and they're like, hey, dude. And I'm like, hey. What are you talking about? Ah, dude, I was just working on it. I told somebody I was working on a scene. I'm a piece of shit. I really am a fuck. This week at the barbecue, God damn it. I should tell this.
I mean, how are you going to do that?
You gotta tell it now.
Yeah, you got to tell it now. It's part of the laws of podcasting.
These are laws. Why was I not at that fucking meeting?
Eight laws, thermodynamics, and podcasting.
Oh, Bobby started podcasting. I mean, right?
First
one to go to this guy?
Kind of. I mean, kind of.
You were definitely in it early. I remember
that. I mean, look back.
What was the first podcast? There's got to be something that was the first podcast.
I don't know. Name it.
Well, I don't know.
Keith
and the girl?
Was that the first one?
They were up there, but I mean, I think I was before them.
Oh, here we go.
Who was it?
Secaucus, New Jersey.
Curry?
Didn't Dane Cook used to start recording stuff into his phone
early?
That was
me.
Okay, all right.
I did. Me and Colin did it, and then Dane did it. Madonna and
that was one of Bobby's imaginary conversations with himself. I fucking told him. Hello? Oh, never mind.
Anyways, so at the party, you know, I get these Dom steak tips every fucking time. I get them every year. I've been getting these steak tips, these big bags.
My wife, who doesn't eat them, was fucking raving about them.
She loved them.
She loved them.
If you don't fucking, I'm literally going to my mission. One of my missions in life.
Yeah.
Okay. And one of my goals in my career and in my life is to get Dom steak tips in New York. For everybody in New York City to know what a Dom steak tip is, because you didn't.
Yeah,
where are they from?
Boston.
Yeah, I have no idea. What is it?
Malden, okay. Massachusetts.
It's ridiculous.
It's go to Dom steak tips. Dom steak tips, Malden, Dom sausages and Dom sausages, Malden, Massachusetts. Dude, they're unfucking believable. So anyways, I called this guy. He's actually going to be partnering with the show. He's going to be giving away 1-pound bag of steak tips to listeners to the YKWD. Okay? Because I want these motherfuckers, I want everybody to know about these things, right? My fans included. So we're partnering together. I'm going to be doing this thing with him. My father brings him from Boston every year. My father and mother drive up, pick up the steak tips the day before, put them in a cooler, drive up, 2 garlic and cheese sausages. How good were those?
That was the one thing I remember. I bit it.
He bit it.
I couldn't eat because I had a colonoscopy the next day, so I couldn't eat anything. So I took a piece, I bit it, and I chewed it for a little bit.
And they
spit, and then I just put it in a napkin. And Poppy goes, what are you, a model?
That's what a Vander Holyfield said he would do before fights. He would just chew on steak.
That's what I actually thought about making a whole plate. Yeah. And just chewing, and just spitting it out. That's how
I would have put you in the bathroom if you were going to do that.
Oh, my God. How funny would it be? I'm just in the shed looking out the window.
Yeah, there's too many 5-year-olds around. You'd be teaching them how to, that's how you eat. The untrained fucking 9 kids. Yeah, you eat like fucking goats.
This guy had a fucking Ben and Jerry station with gummy bears and shit. I just had to watch.
I went to a barbecue at your house.
You did?
Yes, like a year ago. Aaron Berg was like, he invited me, but he was like, can I ride in your car? You know, can you drive me to a barbecue?
I know you.
We met at your place for minutes, but you were hosting. You were running around. There were a lot of people there.
What barbecue were you at? My
your
son's
neighbor's pool.
Oh, you went to the comics barbecue.
Okay.
That was a crazy one. Dolores let me use the pool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I went over and it was all green from the algae because they didn't clean it. So I quickly cleaned it.
Like, no wonder why she let you use it.
Usually it's clean, but something happened with the thing. So I quickly just went in and scrubbed all the fucking algae off. So it just looked like a kind of green pool instead of algae. So everybody jumped in.
Yeah, you never mentioned that.
Nah. Big J and Lewis. What the fuck are they going to get? Well, that's probably heal whatever they have. Pool algae. Fucking cling themselves to those fucking things and eat it. Yeah, dude. They fucking Joe List. They took Lewis's clothes off because he doesn't change inside. He has to get naked outside.
Oh, that's right. He was like running naked through your front yard.
So they took not mine, Dolores's. Yeah. She's fucking 80, my neighbor. So there's a Puerto Rican running down the driveway naked with a fat Big J. And
in that neighborhood, they're not allowed.
Oh, my God. No. Once a week.
Yeah, but there's a sound in the back. I'm going, bleh.
Dolores looks up on Tuesday.
Can you take care of the dandelions?
Oh, shit.
It was a crazy barbecue. Yeah. So anyways, we had, Dom Steak Tips. Fucking unbelievable. But anyways, I look in the bag and I panic. I think it's 5 small bags. I literally called Dom, the guy, the owner. I'm like, dude, I got 60 people coming. I don't have enough things. He's like, the guy was going to drive to New York. That's how solid this guy is. He was going to drive to New York.
Which one is it? Which guy is it?
Not one of them. They're all, that's his. Scroll down.
The guy in the middle.
Yeah, no, down, scroll down. Scroll down. There's the Dom right there.
Oh, okay.
So anyways, what a fucking, he's like, Bobby, I'll be there in 3.5 hours. I'm so sorry. What a fucking family. Look at that stuff. Mortadella, fresh baked breads. Yeah. There's the steak tips right there.
Dude.
Oh, look at that sandwich. Shit.
That steak tips were really something, man.
Yeah, well, you didn't have any.
I did. I've had them at the McGregor fight.
Oh, you had them at the, yeah, you had them, but you didn't
no,
have
them. No, I've had them, but I didn't have them at the point. Yeah.
I felt so bad for this guy, dude.
You know what was really nice about what you did?
What?
He was fucking with me at first. He would be like, everyone was in the backyard partying. And he would go, all right, the food's ready. All the meat's ready, except for Verzi, right? And everybody would just laugh. And then finally he did it a second time. And he just goes, I just feel bad now. I don't want to do this anymore to him. That's how fucking horrible it was, dude. Like, it was really, and I saw, what's his name? Ian fucking, I don't know how
Finance.
To say it. Is it Fidance?
Fidance.
Just say Ian.
Fidance.
Fidance.
Yeah, I don't know what the
it
fuck.
It stinks, yeah. The last name.
Yeah.
It's and like, just, stop being exotic.
He's just bopping around with his fucking, whatever that is, that hair.
It's called the Three Stooges.
Yeah, and he's just going fucking, goes, Verzi, just get the fuck out of here, man. What are you doing to yourself? And he's got gummy bears on his fucking lips.
Yeah, he's a sweat hog.
Was he sweat? Yeah.
No, he reminds me of a sweat hog.
I mean, you had so much great food there. It was really tough.
Dude,
if I didn't care, if it wasn't you, I would have been like, Stacey, we gotta just
should have rescheduled your colonoscopy.
I almost did. Yeah. I actually considered it. Yeah. I was talking to Nick DiPaolo about it. I was like, should I just get it done the next week? Yeah. And Soder was like, you're going to reschedule a major procedure because the guy's got fucking steak tips? I was like, you didn't try that garlic fucking sausage.
The garlic sausage is nuts.
I mean, he had a sausage that was just exploding and cheese protruding out of it.
It seems perfectly reasonable.
I never seen something like it. Just cheese was just fucking dripping
protruding.
Out of it.
It seems perfectly reasonable to reschedule a surgery for that, in my opinion. I mean, like, you know, I'm a fat guy, but whatever. That's
Verzi was looking over my shoulder like I had porn on an iPad.
No, at one point, it got sad. I just was sad. I was just looking around like, I feel bad. I'm here. Yeah. You know?
Years ago, you had maybe knee surgery.
Yeah.
And I worked with the Miami Improv. I don't know if you remember, but then we went to Pollo Tropical.
Yep.
And you filmed this. Do you remember this?
Yeah, I'm still up on the internet somewhere. It was one of my fats. I think it was my fourth fat.
And we went there and you ordered every meat. And then just told me to drop you off. You didn't share any with me. And then you filmed yourself eating it. You ordered every meat.
That's fucked up.
At Pollo Tropical, a Miami restaurant. That's I don't know what.
Well, it's funny because we were talking about that in therapy, that food is my sex now. When I stopped drinking and using drugs, I picked up, you know, when I was in my 20s, sex was my thing. It was my go-to fucking high. You know, meeting a girl and fooling around and doing all kinds of... I was a piece of shit, but I was a romantic. You know what I mean? I liked...
Yeah.
I wouldn't just treat you like a piece of ass. I would make you my girl, but I'd have a couple other girls.
I was a piece of shit, but I was a romantic.
I was.
Like, she shit on my chest, but then I let her rub it.
I never liked shit. I'll throw up with shit. But I did get in the pee.
Peeing?
What?
Or peeing on.
Well, peeing in the shower or laying down on a bucket?
I watched the... this is hard. I watched the pee.
You
video.
Brought it up.
Hang on, I know. I brought it up by mistake. It came out.
Oh,
you said it with a lot of purpose.
I said it with lust.
Oh, God.
You peed on them.
Have you ever been peed on?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but not your chest.
Oh, so you're fucking slut-shaming me now. How
you're
about
a slut.
That? Have you ever been peed on?
No.
Have you... Wow, that wasn't as much as yours. She literally leaned in and went,
There was a lot of other shit behind that. No,
she actually did a lot of calculating. That pee, this pee, this pee. It was also that. So it's not. I didn't say do it. He did it. We're in a shower. I mean, who knows? I didn't know. He knew. No, I never been peed.
We were talking about that, you know, and I'm not going to bring a bit. I'm doing a bit on fetishes where I just don't understand some of them. And the pee thing, I get. The pee thing I get. Like, I don't do it, and I've honestly never done anytime. Like, what do you, like, you, if you do the pee thing and it's not in the shower, don't you have to, like, put shit down? Like, somebody was saying they had to fucking, like, go shopping for a raincoat. Like, you know what I mean?
A raincoat.
Yeah. That defeats the purpose. That defeats the purpose. It's like wearing a
fucking
umbrella. Like wearing a, that's like wearing a rubber.
Being on top of the umbrella.
Yeah, just don't get, it's don't get peed on.
It just depends, I think, because I don't.
Depends.
Me.
Get it?
Yeah.
That's home run fucking chipper.
It seems like, I've never done it, but it seems like it would have been, it'd be like. Nice and warm, you know. Pee,
apparently, you did it. No. That's too fucking. No.
Well, I mean, I know piss is warm.
Yeah, that's but what if you live in Arizona? Then it's just too hot.
But I was.
But
just
if you live in Canada, you might like it.
I was in Mexico, and then we ended up having dinner with like some people that we had met the night before at a bar. And this one couple got up and came back, and they just said they're like, "Yeah, we went to the bathroom, and he just pissed on my pussy." And then we're back at the table.
Well, did she have something on it?
No, just
did she
like,
spill a sauce?
That's what they did.
She got bit by a jellyfish.
Pissed on her. I don't know. They aimed. She stood over the toilet, and he pissed on it. And
honey, I got guacamole on my snatch. Napkin's not doing it. But I got
also,
you.
Also, we just met you, by the way. We're having dinner. I was like, oh, okay,
you
nice.
Just pissed on my pussy.
But it kind of was a turn on. Then when they said it, I was like, oh, okay, I can see. I'm kind of into it now. Like you put it that way. She was good looking. I was like, I got it. Yeah,
that's hilarious.
Is this Becky.com? What is that?
Becky, what was that?
What was that?
You guys wanted to know about pee play stuff.
I love you. Pull back
yeah, but
up.
What was that thing?
It was a
that?
Pee and play device.
No, it was a. It looked like a vagina with a hole that like water squirts out of.
Yeah. It looked like a something you do for a drug test. You put like someone else's urine in this fake vagina and you piss it out. I don't know.
Might be for girls that want to pee.
Yeah. Well. Oh yeah.
Oh, so they can get a stream going, get a shot.
Maybe.
Forward motion.
Have you ever done it, dude?
Oh, there we go.
Like in the shower, like pleasure. Screwing with each other. You know, like jokingly peeing. Like no one was getting any sexual pleasure from it. It's just like
you gotta check. I can't even put that on my screen. What was that? I can't show that. I'm gonna get flagged. Oh my god, that was the fucking. That was the most. Realistic cock I've ever seen in my life.
That was crazy. I got distracted by Robbie's story. So you were saying you and your dad used to pee on each other in the shower.
We're a close family.
Okay. Yeah.
What, did you have an infection? Son, get over here.
You got stung by a jellyfish.
Come on. Was that a hornet stink? Come here. Was that poison ivy? Come here for a second. Stand over by the toilet.
It cures everything.
Honey, get me a Schlitz. No, the warm one.
You got a cold. You know what cures a cold? You got to pee in a cold. Yeah. That's the only way you get rid of it.
The warm one.
Well, you peed on your girl?
Yeah, she peed on me, but like jokingly in a shower, the way you'd squirt someone with a water gun. You know, like I'm just fucking with you. We're both in a shower. There's no like, this is, we're turned on by this.
Wait, but if a woman is standing up.
I love that he's like, no, like we joke. You're like, yeah, everybody does. Everyone. Never done it.
We pissed on each other in the never, shower, but we didn't mean it.
If I pissed on my wife, she'd fucking punch me in the dick. I'm kidding. Honey.
It's a joke, you fucking bitch.
Look at your feet. They yell.
I love
how
you make it like a joke. Yeah, we shit on each other. We didn't mean it. It was a goof.
Yeah.
I was a goof.
I let my friends. We fuck our friends. Yeah, it was a goof.
I took a laxative. It was a goof.
Yeah. I shit in her box. But I was joking. She was in a hammock. What are you going to do? It's a perfect shit. We're comics.
We like violence. I punched her in the face. It was a goof.
Dude, I punched her in the face. I sucked the blood up. Then I pissed on her lip. What the fuck are you going to do, Verse?
I threw her down the stairs. I didn't mean it.
Why? I made her blow five black guys in front of all my friends and my father.
We're making jokes here.
And then my father pissed at me in the tub. It's a kid. It's a kid. We're joking. What are you going to do? The fuck? The fuck? Come on, guys.
Oh, shit.
You know.
So. Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Oh.
Yeah, so what are you saying?
I tanked my audition for Impractical Jokers so hard.
You did?
So I was like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm like, zipping up. What? I thought we were having a good time here.
I thought you shit on statues.
Oh, fuck.
Guys, I want you to go shit on the statue. What?
Pull your dicks out in the fucking...
Take your dick out and put it on that little kid's shoulder. Huh? Hey, how you doing, little guy? You won! That's where that's going.
That's all they have left. How many buffets can you eat off of?
Dude, there's a lot of shit, though, dude, out there. Like, I said on stage, I'm doing this new fetish joke about, and I asked somebody, I was like, you know, what are you into? And one guy was straight up. He was just sitting in the front at New York, and he goes, bondage, dude. I'm into bondage. And he was fucking, like, all about it. And he was just like, yeah, it's fun. Like, don't knock it till you try it and shit. And I was, is that where you got, like, the rubber ball in your mouth? Is that
me?
No, is that what's bondage? Is that when
you're talking to me?
Like a bit.
It could be. I mean, there. Yeah.
What is bondage? I don't know what bondage fully is. Is it like leather shit?
I think it's like being tied up. And,
yeah, being tied up.
And, oh, okay.
There you go.
Becky's trembling right now.
Oh, Jesus. I don't want to. Oh,
we cannot show
any of that. We can't show any of that. Yeah, don't do it. Get off image shirts. Go to texture.
I love it. She went from that to Italian meat.
Somehow that looked the same, too, by the way. I was like, you went right from bondage to like the steak tips. I'm like, similar.
Yeah, I'm filling up here in my chair. Fucking, you show me dicks and fucking bondage. What are you trying to do?
It was like a woman's clam and then fucking prosciutto.
Lewis sent her over to fucking take this show down.
Bondage is the practice of consensually tying, binding, or restraining a partner for erotic. Okay, there you go.
Yeah. Have you ever been tied up, Gab?
No.
Never.
Mm-mm.
Verse?
No. Have not.
No.
You really? You'll piss on somebody.
I was joking. Like, I mean, I had a noose around my neck. It was a joke. I was about to come. I started to hang myself. I didn't mean it. I just thought I was a weird goof.
Then I had a windbreaker. I had a tie or not. What are you going to do?
I want to put this Eagle Scout thing to use.
I had my Wee Ball bandana. I fucking wrapped it around my neck. Dude, if you have a bolo tie, what are you going to wear it? You're going to fucking tie that bitch up and throw it down a flight of stairs.
Pissing on each other as a joke is one of the funniest things I've ever had. It's so great.
Oh, God. Have you ever done bondage?
I mean, not with someone I was dating, you know, but...
So, yes. So, yes.
Have you done it?
No.
Oh, you've done it? I've done it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got tied up?
Was it like handcuffs or was it like little feathery boas?
I like to be dominated, but I can't. Like, I want somebody to dominate me, but they never had it in them.
Bobby, you argue about if anybody's had steak tips. Could you imagine him handcuffed? Dude, what the fuck?
That's the problem.
My wrist is bleeding, you fucking cunt. Don't you dare! Use one of my 19 cameras, but don't fucking...
I'll bite that ball in half, you fucking cocksucker.
I'll eat that ball! I'll eat that fucking ball!
It was a problem, is that I would...
Get off my ankle, you fucking cunt! How dare you, you're in my house!
You were the first one, right?
What?
First one ever to do bondage?
No, but you're the first one on the show to take the bomb bandana. Put that right on
is
your microphone.
Oh, okay, yeah. I didn't know.
That's a nice
I
hot
thought you
one.
Were Steven Tyler.
No, that was just Mike. Keep it on for that one, too. I liked bondage back in the day. But I just, it is true that I can't, I'm too, like, I remember I would be like, I would get into it and they would, one girl fucking smacked me and she dug her nails into me. It's like, listen, don't fucking, I got a show.
That's hilarious.
Don't make marks.
I got a show.
Yeah. I remember I said that.
I got an 8 and a 10, cunt.
I'm at the cellar all night, you fucking twat. You make a mark of my fucking moneymaker, I'm going to break your pinky.
You see Bobby with just a rake fucking thing.
Good, that happened.
Did you address it? You just kept going with your material. You're like, ah, it's fucking grills. You know?
No, this girl I dated for a minute, she liked to be tied up and... We did scenarios a lot, and she was really good at it. Really good at really dirty scenarios. She was so good at role playing. I mean,
give us a scenario.
One of them, she was at my house, and she was in my apartment. I had roommates and stuff, and she goes, I'm going to go in the bathroom. I want you to stay here for as long as you can and then just go use the bathroom. I'm your roommate's girlfriend. You don't know my. You don't know me. You just met me for the first time.
That's already good.
And I. She goes, but I want you to come into the bathroom. I want you to come in, like with your hog out, like out of your boxer shorts, like you have to piss. So I waited 45 minutes.
She was just in the bathroom for 45 minutes.
Yeah, she said, wait as long as you can.
Okay.
So that's as long as I could. I'm a fucking. I am a good waiter. If I could say, like,
I think she meant like 10 minutes, probably. Maybe five.
She was like, do I leave?
Sun goes down, Bobby's sweating.
This is before cell phones, too. She was just in there with herself.
Oh. You're so stubborn. I'm surprised you didn't make her wait overnight. Just fucking,
she couldn't even. She couldn't even Instagram story. She was just in there looking at fucking shampoo bottles.
She's like, shit twice. She's like, I'm gonna shower while I'm in. This guy's good.
So
shit twice.
Ah, you motherfucker. I did. It was a long. In hindsight, I might have fucked up. In hindsight.
Well, hold on. Wait.
20 something years later, I might have fucked up.
She's fucking painting her nails. She's got her feet out.
She wants you to come in with your dick in your hand? Who
no,
does
no,
that?
Like,
who takes
I'm like,
a piss that way?
Like my dick is flopping out of my thing.
Still. Who does that? I don't know. It's a flopping around.
Who comes in that ready?
I come in hot that way sometimes. I got the dick out of
yeah,
the
yeah, but that's
door.
You and your girlfriend playing around all the time, pissing on each other. You got to be ready. That's.
But, I mean, dude, you have to suspend reality a little bit. I mean, it's not real. I mean, we're role playing. Wow. I'm not really coming out. I know she's going to be there. I know her name. I mean, I'm going to. Yeah. I have it hanging out a little bit.
45 that's, minutes, too, though.
Well, she wanted it hanging out a little bit. So when I walked in, there was an embarrassment moment where I'm like,
okay.
Oh, shit. You
got
know
it,
what I mean?
Got it.
So
I like how you created a beat in there, like a fucking actor. You're like, I take a moment for embarrassment and then go into it.
Bubba, I'm a great actor.
I know.
I'm great.
It's beautiful.
I opened the, I remember when I got ready. I kind of took my dick out. I started jerking off a little bit to get it ready. And then I remember that's back when my dick hung. I could hang it. It hung a lot. Like I didn't have to wear underwear. My dick was just hanging. You know, and I remember I had a.
Everyone's
I'm confused by what your dick does now.
Yeah. Just sits.
Okay, just kind of.
Yeah, it's easy. It sits.
I get it.
Okay. It's kind of like in a cave, looking out like. What's going on, guys? What's out there? You guys have? Nah, I'm not coming out today. Nah, I'm tired, guys. My feet hurt. I pulled a vein last week. I'm just gonna hang in here with the balls.
That's so funny.
So I come out of the bed and I remember I kind of closed my eyes when I opened the door. Choice, acting choice.
Nice.
Closed my eyes so I didn't want to see her. You know what I mean? So I opened. I had my dick in my hand. I'm like, oh, I gotta piss. I remember going, oh, I gotta piss. And I opened my eyes. She's like, oh, and I'm like, oh shit. And she's like, oh, I'm so sorry. She had she was checking her little titties out right in the mirror. Right? So she pulled her shirt back up, and my dick, I kind of put my dick back in. And I'm like, I'm fucked. I'm so sorry. I had to pee. I have to pee. All of a sudden, she pretended to hear her boyfriend on the other side of the door. Right? She's like, I'll be right there. I was like, ooh, that's a fucking left turn. And I'm like, fuck, if he finds us in here, he's going to fucking think we're... She's like, just shut up. I'll take care of it. Just be quiet. I'm like, I got to piss. She's like...
How long did you act this out for?
Dude, she was good. Real good. She goes, I got to piss. She goes, just piss. And I'm like, all right, fuck it. So I start pissing because I did have to pee. And she kind of started looking at my dick like as I was pissing, like looking at it. And I was like, what are you doing? She's like, I'm sorry. But then she kept looking at it. And then I'm just about done pissing. She reaches over and grabs my hog. And I was like, oh. I go, he's right outside the door.
There was nobody there.
It's a fucking long scene.
It was, dude, fucking great.
Her first word should have been, where the fuck have you been?
I have to go now.
I'm going to tell you this right now, and this is something I shouldn't say.
Yeah.
Because I don't want somebody to find it all on video. I did it first person with the Sony little cams.
You were filming that.
Filmed the whole thing. I used to jerk off to this 9 times a week. It was the best porno ever made by moi.
Wait, but all she did was great. What is she?
No, she grabbed my dick, and then she grabbed, you know, and then she started blowing me, and then she just sucked me off in the bathroom. Me and her never had intercourse. Out of the 3 years that we 3 years that we fucked around, I ate her pussy. I fucking she fucking did all kinds of shit to me. We did all kinds of scenarios. We did bondage. We did all this fucked up. Never put my penis in her vagina.
Why?
We just never did it.
Character choice.
He's a method actor. And I was not a
You cocksucker. That was a good one. I like you. All right, so check it out, you motherfuckers. Are you hiring, right? You ever have to hire somebody? Of course not. You're comics. You're fucking worried about getting hired yourself. I've had to hire people. I've had to hire people a lot of times, especially for this Riotcast thing. Hiring is hard, and multiple job sites, stacks of resumes, confusing review process. But today, hiring can be easy. You know how you can do it? All you have to go is a place to get things done. It's ZipRecruiter.com/whatdude. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/whatdude. ZipRecruiter is amazing. ZipRecruiter.com with results. Are you leaving? Are you taking off? You're the best. You are so good. Thanks for you're fucking brilliant. You're awesome. Thanks for coming down. Bye. I really appreciate it. Everybody say goodbye.
Bye, Becky.
Bye, Becky. Bye, Becky. We love you.
We love you. You're the best. See you at Skankfest. I think this is messed up, honey. This read. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. Tell me what I have to read there. You read it. ZipRecruiter.com. I used it. I actually gave it to my father, and I gave it to, I think Liz used it here at the Comedy Cellar.
ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, but they don't stop there. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get quality candidate through the site within the first day.
Crazy. 80%.
80%.
Yeah. So if you're hiring, you don't have to go through all the bullshit that regular people do. Bringing people in, all this manual work, all this crazy stuff. You go to ZipRecruiter.com, 80% of the people.
Mm-hmm. With results like that, it's no wonder that ZipRecruiter is the highest rated hiring site in America.
Yeah.
And right now, Bobby's listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/whatdude.
ZipRecruiter.com/whatdude.
The smartest way to hire.
They get it for free. For nothing.
For nothing.
For nothing.
For nothing.
Look, if something's free, try it. If you have a job and you're hiring, if you're doing anything, just go try it. Check it out. What's the worst you do? You just unsubscribe, undo it. But right now it's free. So what was that thing again? ZipRecruiter.com?
ZipRecruiter.com/whatdude. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
It is the smartest way to hire. Dude, I feel weird now because you've never done freaky shit, Paul.
No. My freaky shit is just the only thing that I've ever been into ever is just like dirty. So just like a fucking overly eager, like, you know, like willing fucking whore talk shit.
What do you
more
mean?
More hard or faster. Shit like that. Just like into it. I've never been into anything else than that. Like I've never been into
more
like.
More harder? Faster?
Yeah, like the whole like.
Are you saying that or is they saying that?
Well, no, I mean, ideally them, you know?
Ideally? Like,
yeah.
More harder?
Well, that'd be weird if, that'd be weird, that'd be weird
I'm
if
maxed
I was,
out, babe.
Yeah, that'd be weird.
Highest I can go.
Well, that'd be weird if I was thrusting going faster. Faster than my fucking horse jockey.
If you're going harder, that'd be a little confusing to me.
No, like when they, yeah, just like, I've never been into any kind of like peeing and shit. I know, I have friends and people that are like, yeah, dude, fucking put down a fucking mat and fucking get pissed on and shit. I just never, for me, it was just. Not, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not gonna go shopping at Dick's Sporting Goods to get a fucking nut off.
A fucking tarp for your floor.
Yeah.
I had a girl that was in the metal things in her vagina.
Like so. Like a fork?
Well,
what? Like flatware? What? Like, I don't understand.
Be more. I mean, let's go to Sears.
Hey, your friend's an iron worker, right?
Hey, I noticed a hardware store around the corner.
Hey, Does your friend make custom motorcycles?
You know, golf club.
I had a chick that was into metal.
Yeah, so because I have this necklace that I wear a lot of times. It's like silver, and it was just like I was going down on her, and it touched like her pussy, and she goes, "Yeah, I like metal. I like metal."
Was she an alien? Yeah, that's weird. Oh, that gives me energy. Your elements give me energy to get home to my planet. Put your rope chain on my pussy again.
Give me that pinky ring.
Started glowing.
Please let my pussy run over my pussy with your car. I want to get your muffler stuck in my pussy. What the fuck, dude?
So the next time she came to the house, she's like, "Hey, I brought some stuff to play with." And she took out a gun. Spit on me. Just spit on me.
What the fuck?
She took out a gun.
Where do you live? Fucking Florida?
Yeah, from Miami. I'm from Miami.
What the fuck?
I'm from Miami.
Oh. Oh my god.
What did she want you to do? Hold up her pussy like a bank?
Yeah. So she goes, "It's a revolver," and she goes, "I want you to stick this in my pussy."
Oh my god.
And I said, "Absolutely not. I'm not putting." She goes, "It's not loaded." I'm like, "I don't give a shit if it's not loaded. I'm not putting like this does nothing for me to put a gun inside of you." Like, and that was like,
oh my god,
that wasn't a great upbringing.
She was
troubled.
She was
troubled.
Was your dad a cop? Holy shit.
I mean, you said
no? Oh, no. Come on, I would have done it for the story.
No, I agree with him.
There's
still a story.
Put a
revolver in a girl's
fucking... I would have like this.
Bobby would have spun it around.
I would have did fucking Clint Eastwood. This is a 357 Magnum. Blow your pussy clean off. Do you feel lucky, punk?
I mean, look, you still...
That's fucking crazy.
That's crazy,
motherfucker. Yeah.
I you still did a spit take. There's a story still there, even if I didn't know. It's like, look, she goes, "It's not loaded." And I'm like,
Did you check if it was loaded?
I didn't even touch it. I never even had a gun. I was like, I didn't even take a gun safety course. Fucker, you know.
You know how crazy that would be if you were gonna frame a guy for a murder.
Yeah.
Just to be like, "Hey, I want a gun. Can you?" Hey, baby, just get some chubby dude from the bar. Go, "Hey, come back." Put that. I love guns in my pussy. Talk about a fucking lead up. Uh-huh. Oh, your chain touched my. I love medals on my pussy.
Yeah.
What? So he went and bought rings like Voss.
He's got a fucking Dante Nero bracelet. Dante, fuck me with your ear.
Dante's she dumps him for a Puerto Rican, a Latin king. Dude.
Exactly. Imagine something goes wrong, and then that's the story you're telling the cops. Like, look, she wanted the gun in her pussy.
Wait. So if the gun had a bulletin by accident, and you accidentally shot her in the pussy and the cop showed up, you would have to go, "All right, so what happened?" "Well, last week I was eating a pussy and my this chain, I don't have it on today, but I usually wear it. It touched her pussy and she was like, 'Oh yeah, I love metal.' And she was like, 'Well, excuse me, what did you say, metal?' 'Yeah, yeah.' No, she said she liked metal. Like Metallica, like mute. No. Like the actual metal, on her pussy. So she likes metal on her pussy. Okay, great. And then what happened? Well, she came back this week and she put a gun on the table. That's her gun. Yeah. Huh. Do you know this gun was used in 5 homicides? And the only fingerprints on it are yours. And now we have a dead hooker that is shot in the pussy by you. And all the other women were shot in the pussy the same exact way.
She didn't even work it up from the chain.
I hope that's such a giant escalation.
Like, she didn't even work it up. It was like, it just started with a chain, and then she just went right to gun.
She should have came back with a bag of nickels.
next time he shows up with a tool bag.
Screwdriver. Hey. Something like just some brass knuckles.
Black and Decker set.
Where are we going? We're going to an old arcade. What? Yeah, we're going to do tokens. I love tokens. I want to sit on a bucket of tokens.
couldn't like rub an old lunchbox on her pussy or something for a second. It's just like,
she didn't warm up. She didn't write the gun. Hey, do you like the batting cages? Yeah, I love it. I'm all right. I have this aluminum bat. Why is it stained? Wow, dude. A gun in the pussy.
Yeah, that's...
What did you... What
that's
was
wild. Actually.
What was her response when you said no? Was she mad?
I mean, I didn't just go no because I still wanted to fuck her. So I was just kind of like, hey, maybe later, you know, we'll do that or something. No. And then it kind of just didn't come up later on. So, but it was just like, I think she got...
Did you give her options? You go, no, but I got a spatula in the garage. No, but I got a man grade. It just got delivered. You want to sit on that?
Just got a new spaghetti pot. I'll just rub that in your fucking
pussy. It's made in America. I don't know if that matters.
How about the necklace? Let's go back to the necklace again. I feel like that was good.
That was fun. That was fun.
What the fuck?
That would freak me out, yeah. If a girl said that, that would...
It'd freak you out if a girl takes out a gun.
And here's the other thing. That means how many other guys stuck the gun in the pussy? Other guys did it. You know, that's the first.
And how do you clean a gun after it's been in a pussy?
You know what I mean? Like, there's no way. There's no way that's the first.
You take it to the guy, like, this gun's not working. Well, I don't know. Some sort of buildup in here. Like, sticky. Yeah.
Why is all the paint off it?
The numbers have been etched off. Now it's just from something else.
Why is the wood dying?
Oh, good.
My God. Dude, how many times did you see that girl?
A lot after that. So,
you really did?
No, but no more gun stuff. Yeah, I didn't like date her. I would see her every once in a while. It was like a booty call more. So
you drive down the street, you see a gun shop.
You had to avoid places.
You had to avoid pawn shops. Yeah. Yeah, flea markets.
Jewelry stores.
There's a gun show in town.
I just got my car waxed, and if you want to come rub up against it for a while, then...
You had to pull her away from cops.
Oh, God.
Oh, fucking A, dude. What a weird story. I thought my story was fucked up. Thank God.
That is really fucked up.
You never did. I mean, you probably can't talk because you have your girl, and she's in the business. She probably listened to this, so you really can't tell her. You probably have something crazy. You look like you have something crazy.
No, I mean, no guns. I can't compete with a gun in the pussy, you know, but I'm also from Florida.
Yeah, oh, you are?
Yeah, but...
You ever did any freaky shit? Maybe an alligator in a pussy?
She liked reptiles.
It was a thing.
Scale. She was into scale.
She pulled out a viper and freaked out.
We started with an iguana and just worked our way up.
I had to put lettuce in her pussy. Just to get my little guy up there.
Feels like the eat out of her pussy. Yeah, yeah. Just put the lettuce
I didn't even know what the gecko was. It just turned into her pussy lips. Did you ever do anything?
No, I had an ex who really liked being tied up. She liked being choked.
Oh, really?
Like, hit and I can choke. I'll choke you, but like you start hitting.
You seem very confident.
You're walking a dangerous territory there.
What are you?
Choking.
I can choke you. You know, yeah. I'll stop your breathing for a second. But, yeah, I'll put a knee on your throat. Whatever. You have fun. But.
We're all
having a good time here.
You know, I'll hit you in the solar plexus, knock the wind out of you, and choke you out for a minute. See you tap out, spit a red ball out of your mouth.
I know a guy.
Oh, shit. Here we go. Oh, dude. Oh, yeah, this motherfucker.
No, I know a guy who the woman said, I want you to, like, rape me, fake, and he was just like, nah.
Yeah,
like she wanted to come in the door, fucking throw her down and do that and like forcefully. Yeah. And he was like, are you out of your fucking mind?
Well,
in today's fucking, are you kidding me?
Yeah, 10 years ago, no problem. But yeah, no, now
I wouldn't do it. 10 years ago, I wouldn't do it because you know what? You break up with that girl and that shit was rough and she's got a mark on her fucking wrist. And guess what, dude? Who's going to believe food? Fuck that.
What do you mean a mark 10 years later? Would you burn her?
No, he
what
said.
What is it, a black fraternity?
No, he said 10 years ago. And I was like,
but you're not going to have a mark from 10 years ago.
No. He's saying if it was 10 years ago, it wouldn't be as nuts as it is now.
Well, sexually, it wouldn't have been. Around 10, 15, 20 years ago, you could do a lot more freaky shit back then and not get called out on it and not have to worry about it. Number one, social media wasn't around. Number two, the whole atmosphere of sex and gender equality and, you know, what is acceptable, what women will accept, I think is different now.
But I will say,
Like, right? Am I right?
I think you're right. But I would say I was in a long-term relationship until about 9 months ago, and the girls that I've been with since then, all but one of them were like, choke me. But people all but also, one of them, and it's like okay.
Well, because okay. 50 Shades of Grey was the number one. Like, where did she go?
But still, it's
she's
little...
in the bathroom choking herself. Debbie's in the fucking hanging from the closet
she's got a
right
gun
now.
In her pussy.
She's made one
you
out
just
of
hear
soap.
Bang.
I thought I was the only one.
Just hear bang.
All three of us leave and leave him up here. The cops, around 10 years
they're like
ago.
Him again. There's a documentary about Forrest.
Gun in the pussy story. I heard this one. So, that was about 12 years ago, though. So to be fair, the gun yeah. incident. So,
it's definitely changed. I mean, you have to be like, especially for us as comics, dude. We used to get away with a lot of shit back in the day because you just get away with it, and it was a different culture. You could do weirder, crazier shit. I used to fuck on the streets and shit. You bang what? Right in the I used to bang right around the corner of the Cafe Wa. I remember banging in the hallway of the cellar, putting it in a couple times before I went on stage.
What?
You can't do that now.
Yeah, no, I know, but how did you do it then?
How did you do it then, yeah.
I just took it out and put it in.
What, to an audience member?
No, on stage. That was my...
It was a different time. Comedy's changed.
You guys ever...
Bobby, I love that second bit. Get over here. All right, dude,
we were all fucking on stage, all of us.
The comics started fucking each other. It was wild.
I didn't tell a joke till 97.
By entering this club, you consent to be fucked on stage by a comic at any time. So,
well, think of it like Bob Levy used to do. He used to put whipped cream in a girl's asshole and eat it out on stage. That was his closing bit.
Yeah, yeah.
That was his closing bit. No. Bob Levy on the Howard Stern Show guy. He was at his height. He was fucking killing it too, man. They were selling out places. His closing bit, not blue cheese. He put blue cheese in a girl's asshole. Blue cheese dressing, which I hate on a salad. Never mind.
I mean,
here.
I'll be honest with you. I like blue cheese.
Not that much.
Yeah. I do too, but I don't like assholes. So that's like, that's.
And he would on stage eat it out of the chick's asshole.
What the?
Yeah.
It was a volunteer or like a
volunteer, yeah.
And so he just like comes up with like
I don't
blue
think he
travels
with an asshole.
He comes up with a fucking like, fresh bottle of Paul Newman's.
Yeah. He's not a magician like a guy has birds. I have a chick with an asshole. See a want ad? Remember the want ads? If you have a nice asshole and like don't mind putting dressing in it.
Do you like comedy?
Do you shower a lot? Yeah, because
he would fucking call a volunteer audience member.
Can you pull that up? Bob Levy eating blue cheese dressing out of asshole.
A volunteer audience member would know that they're going
to
pull their pants down and have blue cheese in their ass, and that this man was going to lick it.
Yes. Yeah, that was just, and it would murder.
And what club allowed that?
All clubs would fucking allow it. So it's yeah.
Well, I mean, I think you get some clearance.
You can't. You can't do it now.
I mean, that's in his rider.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look. Yeah. Look. Do the top one.
Wait,
oh, whatever.
That's Beetlejuice. That's right, yeah. Beetlejuice.
Yeah. Yeah. Fast forward through this other shit. Yeah. Do that one. Yeah. She's.
Pulling. Hey, look, your dress. God forbid. You know what that clean bill's gonna be? That's a $12 dress.
She's like $12.
You
wanna
lift that up?
There you go, right there. There it is, right
there.
Wow,
she's attractive.
Oh, another girl, yeah.
Yeah, she's hot. I would fucking eat the shit out of her asshole. Yeah, there you go.
Is that at the...
And he's squirting it in?
Is that at the Mohegan Sun?
Yeah, I think that's whipped cream right there, but he does usually blue cheese. Yep, there you go. Closing bit.
Oh, my God. He's spitting it. It's all over his face. Oh.
Was it everything you thought of?
It was amazing.
Good night, everybody.
For a round two. I love how he got professional. All right, give him a round of applause, ladies. What the fuck?
Oh, he's a professional comic. I mean, he's a pro.
I know,
buy my CD. I'll be out front.
Sitting at the diner.
Kevin, look at it. He's about to give her a kiss in the face. And she's like, no, I don't like blue cheese dressing on my asshole. That's fucking great. I mean, it's a different time.
Imagine I'm just, imagine we're just hanging out, yeah. And I'm like, I'm working on a new bit.
Honey, especially you, with your wife.
Yeah.
Honey, what are you doing? Listen, do me a favor. Just get me the blue cheese out of it. Why?
I'm you working on
I'm
my
telling
craft.
You, this is going to kill.
I got a new closer.
Oh. It fucking murdered. It murdered. It was just a different time where comedy was a little more outrageous.
What year was that? Does it say what year that
yeah,
is?
2009.
2017.
So almost
10
years ago.
10 years ago.
last month.
It's last month. Is there another one, though? Yeah, there's another one. Yeah, I mean, it's fucking wait, crazy. Look at Dave. Dave Chappelle's comment, like, what?
The first comment, this is depressing and disgusting to watch.
There's nothing funny wait, about this. This is just nasty. But these are comments recently.
What
three
kind
years
of
ago.
Church is this?
Yeah, right. Scroll down. Read some more. Joe Rogan brought me here. If Harvey Weinstein had been stand-up comic, this would be his shtick. See, it's a different time.
Yeah.
That was, you know what I mean? You can't do that shit anymore.
Yeah. It's yeah. Government.
No, that's definitely
government. Like we all would have been doing it if you could. Can't do it anymore. The fucking blocks. I can't eat anything out of anyone's ass on stage anymore.
All right. I'm going to stop you right here. Okay, ready? We're all hanging out, having a good time tonight, right?
Yeah.
We pop over to Creek in the Cave. Yeah. And fucking Luis Gomez has some girl on stage. And he's pouring fucking pancakes and syrup in her asshole. Yeah. And he starts eating. We would all be like, what the fuck? What the fuck? What? What the fuck is he doing? Yeah. And he goes up and he's fucking, I love pancakes. We'd be like, this is nuts. So let's not be too judgmental.
Yeah.
Fair.
If you saw that shit, you'd be like, what the fuck is going on?
I agree, but then the second time you'd be like, man, I've seen this before. No,
I mean, second time you'd be like, all right, he's gonna eat
bugs. Isn't he doing naked roast battle at Skankfest?
Probably, yeah. Yeah, he doesn't. I mean, that's what you gotta love about. There's certain guys that don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
He's one of them. He just, you know, I'll fucking get a laugh. He's funny. Funny like that. I mean, look, you know, but it's a different, we have to watch what we say.
Of course we do.
You can't.
I mean, Twitter, all that shit, man. You got to literally, like, every time you put anything out there. I was talking to comics who said they went back 6 months to a year of everything they did, and anything that they thought was could remotely make them lose a job or do anything, they just fucking take out. They just archive it and take it out, because you can have a show that wants you. You could have something that's ready to come out, and all of a sudden somebody goes, hey, aren't you guys putting that guy on your network, dude? Did you see his Instagram?
Judy Gold just got fucking bumped from a show. She was booked on a show, and somebody saw something she said about trans people, and they were like, well, you said, and she's like, are you nuts? Do you know what she's done for the
LGBTQ?
I knew you'd know. You know what I mean? I mean,
she's
done so much for it, and it was a joke. She makes fun of herself. She makes fun of everybody. What are you saying?
I think there's another letter now. You on the end?
There's a bunch more letters.
Okay.
But it's you know, it's like
saw her that thing too. It was like a Vice thing, and she was talking about not being able to play colleges, and she was great on there.
Did you see that?
She goes, that
today.
One joke wasn't
this
for
was
you.
Today.
Oh, this is today.
Today.
Oh, geez, all right.
Today. So someone will go find your fucking joke.
Yeah.
Find something, and then go, hey, you shouldn't hire them because of this.
They did a whole thing. There was a video on college bookers talking about what they. I
tweeted it last week. Mm-hmm.
What you
with
did?
Judy Gold, right?
That's what I was just talking about. Yeah.
Oh, no. This was a guy. No, this was a guy who went out onto a college stage, did his thing, and then they were talking to the students, and they were talking to the people that booked it about the screening of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I didn't see that.
And he was just like, they were just like, yeah, if we see anything that remotely will make a student uncomfortable, we just bless you. We'll. But you got to let it out better, because I think the fact you held it did that. Yeah.
Sounded fake.
I don't know. It wasn't.
Yeah, yeah.
There's something in my nose.
Yeah.
I swear to God, verse.
Oh my God!
How was that?
It sounded like you were jujitsu.
I practice the one inch punch every time I sneeze.
They're it's so crazy right now that college bookers are like, if there's one thing that we think will make somebody walk out, and it's just not.
But
worth.
But here's the thing: is like you can't. I used to do all my money came from colleges. I did 40 something colleges.
Colleges have cry rooms, dude. Colleges have cry rooms.
Look, I don't look. Okay, I don't care.
Yeah,
you know what? Look, you want to cry? I don't care. I'm not gonna say.
But come on, Bobby. A cry room.
Can I just say this? Can I say it, please?
You say it.
Without you attacking me.
No, no.
I'm going to make that room a cry room. They won't let me fucking marry. You have the perfect name for crying. They won't let me. yeah. If you want to look at, if you want to have a prayer room, a cry room, I don't give a fuck. You want to go to a room and cry and feel your emotions? I am never going to fucking tell somebody not to do that. I would never tell a fucking kid not to cry. Or have, if you want to go in a room and cry, that's fine. But I would also not tell a kid if his sense of humor was a little off that you're a fucking asshole. I mean, colleges are filled, should be, with everybody. When you start making one mind, one voice,
yeah,
that's crazy shit. You should be able to have a dirty right. comic, a magician, a lesbian comic, somebody who's crystal clean. You should have something for every voice on that campus. I don't care how big your voice is. If you're the left wing fucking liberals that only like non-offensive, don't want to be hurt. If you're the biggest ones on campus now, because you are, you can have your company. You should allow the other people to have guys like you and me, or you got, you know, people who are a little more street or edgy, a little more tough skinned, and their sense of humor is a little more fucking dirty and fucked up, they should be able to laugh.
Well, they
too.
Need to know, and that needs to be advertised, I think, on that show. But I also just, I mean.
And
I,
you don't go to shit on the parade.
But what my point is this: if a college has a cry room, that college is going to be a problem for a comedian, okay? Because a cry room to me growing up was a fucking bathroom or my bedroom when I got home. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to be some fucking tough guy. Don't show your emotions. But at what point is it like coddling to the... If you're going to tell me that this college has a fucking cry room,
yes.
And then there's going to be a stand-up show at the theater of that school. Who's coming into that room? There's going to be somebody complaining about something. There's going to be somebody who's too sensitive for that fucking show. A cry room, why? Because there's tragedies in the world. There's been tragedies in the world for fucking throughout history. It's fucking ridiculous, dude. That's the problem. They ask somebody. They actually asked a liberal. I forgot who it was. Super liberal guy. They asked him. He's one of these fucking smart guys. Like that Neil, what's his name? The Tyson, yeah, whatever. The yeah, there's another guy, and they ask, they go, why do you think
Isaac from the Love Boat?
They go, what's the problem with why is America so sensitive? What's going on? And the first thing he said, he goes, it's universities. He said, the universities are it's so much cry rooms. I mean, you don't even need to talk about it.
I never heard. Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
So much of this is just because it's a profit model. So you treat students like customers. Hey. So if they complain, you say, we got to listen to their complaints.
Dumb it down a little bit.
No, that makes sense.
No, I'm kidding.
I never even heard of cry room. So now that is that, who would want
like
to be
emotional? Like if
yeah, I get what it, but it's yeah. like it just seems that would be more depressing. Like, you have to cry, and you're going to go in a room with other people crying about shit, and then that's going to make you feel better? Like, that's even... It's fucking terrible. Yeah, and I agree. Like, just say what the show is. Like, even... Like,
yeah, just have
say,
a disclaimer. Listen, you're going to hear something from this guy. This is humor.
Can you not handle anything? Go to this show.
Like
if you can handle anything,
right.
go to this show.
This guy could say a bad word that makes you... You know, this guy's going to talk about violence. This guy may talk about overdose, and Lord knows that that's touched people's family. This guy may talk about cancer or something. So that needs to be out on the campus to know. Or come for clean night. This guy's going to be super clean. He'll probably rape a couple people after. But, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
what's
yeah,
a guy
yeah.
did that?
Yeah,
oh, yeah, yeah.
A guy did that.
Yeah. How funny
Serial,
is that?
Serial rapist.
Super clean.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of the time, super, super clean guys have that fucking, it's always like those guys.
Yeah.
But not always. You shouldn't say that, but you know.
I don't know what his name is, but you can look it up. Serial.
Yeah, yeah.
Comedian, serial
something.
College rapist.
Yeah, Vince.
So what is his name?
Right.
Serial comedian college rapist.
Have you looked that up? Like,
that's his name.
No, no.
Somebody legally changed it.
Hey, everybody. Stage name.
Yeah. He's in prison with that on his chest.
Rice Krispies is here. All right,
but no, why doesn't every comedy club? That's what I said on my podcast once through the Verzi Effect. It's on iTunes.
Whoa.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
Shameless. Mangrove.
No, we got gotcha. You. We got gotcha. You.
I said, why isn't a disclaimer on every comedy club? Why isn't a disclaimer on every comedy club saying, you know what? Listen. You're going to hear this, this, and this from top to bottom. So listen, along with the no cell phones.
Well, it's going that way. Gabby plays clubs where you can't talk about certain things. right?
Yeah, you have to be like testy in different Brooklyn like bars and
I just did
bar
what was it, Eileen's Grocery? And I walked
Arlene's
out.
Eileen's Grocery, yeah.
That, well, I just did that last night, and I called a chick in the front row to broad. I was like, yeah, I said, oh, you fucking, Jesus fucking, this is some hipstery shit. She goes, I'm not a hipster. I go, yeah, that's what exactly what a hipster would say. Defend yourself. I'm joking. Sarcasm. I go, what are you, Dutch? Yeah. Easy there, broad. I go, I can say that. I'm grandfathered in. You know what I mean? I kind of skated out of it, but like, it's like, you know what I mean? I'm not trying to offend you. I'm trying to be funny.
That's why I don't do the, you know, I don't do those rooms, and the reason why I don't do those rooms is because
I think we should do those rooms.
No, I've done them, but the reason why I choose not to do them is I don't want to use names of people, but I'll say this: those rooms are picked juries. You understand? Those rooms are picked juries. So now a guy like you and I who goes into that room,
yeah,
right, with our you know, we could say anything. We could talk about shit that happened with our wife and kids that day, or we could do bits. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But we're automatically, because we don't fit that mold of that of the hipster thing in Brooklyn or whatever.
Yeah, well, you're wearing matches.
What's that?
I said, what, you're wearing matches?
Yeah. Yeah, where I don't look like when I don't have a scarf on in fucking August with a latte in my head. Dude, I did
you don't look like you're on Gabba Gabba Hay.
I got to tell you, when I did, I did Hannibal's.
Yo, okay. Yo Gabba Gabba. Is that what you meant?
Thank you. Fucked up. Thanks for punching it up.
Yo Gabba Gabba?
Wow. This guy's name, by the way, is Vince Champ.
Yeah, yeah.
He's an American comedian and convicted rapist. He
Jesus.
Was.
He
was
really wanted to call this guy out. Enough.
I knew his name from the beginning.
I did too. We're trying to fucking. You're fucking
convicted.
The guy's getting out next week.
No. But he was the winner of Star Search. Fucking the winner of Star Search in 1992.
Jesus.
And in 1997, he was convicted as a serial rapist when his tour schedule and DNA matched up. So
they looked at his tour schedule. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. What the fuck was
that? That's why I don't post my tour schedule anymore. That's how they get you.
That's how they get you. But I've seen like the most hipster comics just say the word gay, and the audience is like, right away they're like, "What the fuck are you gonna say?" Like someone with a fucking tiny scarf on, people are still like, "What?" You can't even say the word gay.
Even if you try to make a compare, even if you do something like, you know, a man versus a woman, like anything, it's already like, sometimes the crowd start to get like that. You're like, what the fuck?
I love any place where people want to go and see. Like, I did a Brooklyn show called Brooklyn Stand Up. It was Kerry Cottage's room, and it was great. It was fucking great, and it felt like real. It was just like, whatever, funny is funny. But I also did the Knitting Factory, and I did the Knitting Factory when it was Hannibal Buress's room. And it took me, I ended up getting them, but the fucking judgment and the way people were looking at me, and I was just like, and I was doing it a lot longer than other people on the show, and I felt different in there, and I felt like,
can
this
I say
motherfucker,
something?
What?
I agree with you that they immediately, well, they see you and look at you, but also what you're talking about doesn't relate to their lives.
Right.
Because, you understand? So like, I went in last night, I had to follow some girl, who was it? Not some girl, it was Joe's wife. Sarah was up, and then Dan went up. They live different lives than me. And I'm going to go up and talk about being old and death and fucking dying. I had you have to figure out a way.
Yeah.
To say, it's just a psychological thing. To be like, look, I understand that this means nothing. This is fucked up to you. Like, you don't even know what the fuck but I'm going to tell you about it. And this is the reality of what's going to happen to you. Whether you like it or not, you're going to be here someday, so you'll understand. And look, at some people laugh more than others because they got it. Some of the people, there was one guy that I would say, he would only laugh when I would say funny, fucked up words together, because sometimes I put words together that are fucked up, and he would, ha ha, I got, like, he got that. Like, that was his thing. That was his little thing. Like, he loved when I put my verbiage together and used a weird word and said it, which I do. Okay, I know what you like. You like that shit. This guy likes what I'm talking about. These girls liked when I talked about, when I brought him to the edge of like, oh, this is serious. And then I slapped him in the face with shit. Then they laughed. Some people didn't laugh at all. That type of room is good to do.
Oh, absolutely. That I agree with.
As us.
That I agree with.
Because you go in and you have to learn how to, if you get people that don't want to get you, if you can learn how to do that.
To get them to laugh.
If you get people that literally, it's funny too, because they made these rooms to be non-judgmental because they didn't want, like, they feel like the clubs are so, they don't like what we do. They don't like, And it's like you want to go there, and but then you're judgment. You we get judged. You feel like you're getting judged too.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you never forget. Funny's funny, motherfucker.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck if you're wearing a fucking scarf or a fucking monocle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you're funny, you're gonna laugh.
Well, the thing is, and I don't, you know, I don't mean to bring. Actually,
next time I give a speech, please cut me off sooner. Because yeah, yeah. I was literally done around 5 minutes ago. Actually, I mean, what are you guys tired?
You guys
need a break. Fuck, just rambling. Shut me the fuck up.
I thought you were saying something deep, and I'm like, I'm gonna let him go with this because he's fucking in it.
It's working for me.
But when a lot of people gave Burr shit, and Forrest opens for Burr too, and I don't know if you talked to him about it on the road, but. Bill said something. A lot of people. Some people were like, "Well," but he said, "He's like, why? Don't take the fear out of this. Don't take the fear out of stand-up. The fear of stand-up is going up there, you and a microphone and a fucking crowd of people that don't know you. Not this whole. Oh, it's accepted, and whatever you're gonna say, we're on board. It's like, no, that's not what comedy is.
That's late night. Late night comedy.
That's
a monologue comedy. That's television. 5 minutes. Johnny Carson. Everybody's gonna love this shit. Across the board, nobody's gonna be offended.
Right. Right.
Stand-up comedy is not that.
No, go up onto, you know, go into the cellar, go into these places and just fucking go up there.
The comedy store, the cellar, the Laugh Factory.
Go up there at fucking, you know, 11:30 at night.
Go to McCurdy's this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in Sarasota, Florida. Test your comedy. I mean, see where you're at.
Listen, but I am for like rooms where comics need to get stage time, and it's like, hey, we're accepting of you, but it does get reversed. It gets reversed when there's somebody there that's not like them, or somebody that's not a hipster all alternative, and all of a sudden you're looked at as like, oh, this is a fucking guy's guy with a family and his shit together. Ew, fuck this guy, and you feel that. Yeah. And when you feel that, it's like
you start to give yourself a lot of love. Oh, this is a man's man with a perfect body. This is an Adonis.
This is a guy with a fucking Lexus who just fucking had a clean colon. Is that what this is?
Speaking of your clean colon,
it smells great too. I mean, everything.
How was your colon?
My colon was great. They found one polyp, which they took out.
The word polyp makes me want to throw up.
Yeah, it's a bad word.
What is a polyp?
There's like five different ones. So what happens is in everybody's colon.
I want to Google it, but I don't.
Google polyp.
No, I
do the cartoon version.
So they say that men at 50, which they're changing.
Bugs Bunny
now.
Gets a colonoscopy. By the way, put that in there.
By the way, you have to, as Giannis Pappas says, you have to get your asshole. One of the funniest things that has ever happened.
What?
It was one of the top five laughs I've ever had. I was at the Soho Cigar Lounge with Giannis, and Giannis is just going. He goes, "Dude, you got to do it early, okay? They say it's 50. This really happened. This conversation. He goes, "They say it's 50. I'm smoking a cigar. We're having a great time. I'm going, yeah. He goes, "They say it's 50. Okay, it's not. You got to do it sooner. Okay, you got to. And he's just going, "It's very important." And then I don't know. He just goes, "Have you had your asshole checked?" He said it with the utmost sincerity and seriousness. And he went through this big speech. He goes, "Have you had your asshole checked?" And he goes, "No." And here's the thing. Yeah. So a polyp is, it's going to happen with everybody. Don't, by the way, I don't know how old you guys are.
I'm old.
Don't wait to 50.
I've had one done.
Chrissy D just had one, and a couple of other people had one young. You get it younger. Okay, a doctor came up to me after being on stage at the stand, and he goes, "Hey, dude," he goes, "that's cool that you talked about your on-the-spot, my on-the-spot fucking prostate check." He goes, "It's funny that you brought that to light in
a
comedy show."
Did you get pulled over by a cop?
No, this fucking guy was in the crowd, and he was friends with Giannis. He's a fucking gastrologist.
It was just a joke.
Oh, okay.
Then you got pulled over on a spot. He stuck his finger in your ass. It's okay. Do it. I'll take that. Cocksucker, set me up. You're my friend. You're my friend.
I was just trying to tell my story.
That was a good joke.
He's like, "So I knew it." He's like, "Yeah, yeah." Anyways.
No, I was into what I was saying. I'm sorry. I'm trying to help you guys. I want to help you guys.
What am I fucking... What are we, the fucking Rogan Experience? Fucking make a joke once in a while. Fuck, you're not a doctor. I'm not fucking, you're not a real dog, you're a comic. There's not one smart person in the fucking room.
Wait a minute, can I defend myself here? Yeah. What did you say to me? Hey, what happened with that colon thing right now? So I'm telling you what fucking happened, and then now you're saying, "Well, you're a fucking doctor."
I slipped a joke in verse.
I know.
On the spot colonoscopy. I went, "What'd you get pulled over by the cops?"
Prostate check.
You did it again!
It's a serious thing, Bobby.
No wonder why you didn't like being handcuffed.
All right, I'm moving on. Go ahead.
What you got to do is you got to get a gun. You shove it up. Okay.
So anyway, the guy said, he goes, "Don't do it at 50. They actually want to change it to 40.
because if they do take out a polyp and it's precancerous, then you got to go back 5 years. So what happened was my, thank God, my endoscopy, which I did the same time, my esophagus and everything looked better than it did with the acid reflux 6 years ago.
Okay.
They went up the ass.
How'd you fix that?
One, you know what I did?
No, I don't. That's why I'm asking. What the fuck? Are you nuts? What the fuck? Are we in the mob?
What'd
you do? You know what I did?
Let me take this.
Don't.
I know what he did. Let me take this. Okay.
How about you? What did he do?
I got the answer.
I didn't tell you something. You know,
but I'm buzzing in. My buzzer's not working.
Oh, that's so funny. No, I cut out a lot of, I cut out booze a lot. I cut out hot sauce, believe
it or not.
I cut out hot sauce. So, like, I took my hot sauce down probably like 45% of what I was doing.
Are you a big hot sauce
guy? I like hot sauce. Yeah, I also had to cut, like, tomato-based, like, fucking pot. It's tough, dude.
Yeah, it's
tough. But, and then they went up the ass, and he comes out. He goes, everything's good. We found one polyp, took it out. If it's precancerous, you don't have to, you come back in 5 years. If it's not, you don't come back till 50.
So it's no cancer?
No. So what happens is all polyps can be either non-precancerous or precancerous.
So what if they find like a bushel of polyps in me?
A colony. Ugh.
Well, what they'll do
a bushel?
Well, first of all, yeah.
Colony of polyps.
What if my whole asshole is polyps? What if I shit like a Play-Doh machine?
That gives me the shivers.
No, if you have polyps, they actually, during the colonoscopy, you take it out. So my mind was taken out.
What is this thing? A spoon?
Yeah, spoon it out. They spoon it out of there.
They go in like.
What is he have a lobster fork? What?
You know those those spoons you use for the grapefruit? They just go in there and one of those things. Yeah,
what do you keep doing this? How do you know? You weren't looking, were you?
I was out. No.
So how do you know?
Because I saw something online where
they scoop it?
They scrape it out.
No, I thought they had little scissors.
Yeah, they cut it.
Okay, so do this. Don't do this. Because now it's like cereal. I'll never be able to fucking cereal. Again, I'll be thinking polyps scraping out of your asshole.
I think on the end of the camera, they have like little tiny snippers, right? And
yes.
Then they snip it.
That camera, it goes
can
in
I
with
see a polyp.
Then they,
can you
then
bring
they
up
got
a real
little
one?
Tiny
yeah,
creature
look,
goes
right
in
there.
There.
Kind of see right there? See the little
no,
thing
I
screaming?
I want to see a real one.
You see the little thing screaming?
Oh, God. You had a screaming polyp in your asshole?
It was going, no!
I'm going to throw
polyps up. Have no place to hide.
You're going
to
get polyps someday too, honey.
That one on the bottom left, that's a whole colony.
Oh, that's although the top right is my fucking bush of a polyp.
I just picture a polyp screaming when a revolver goes up there.
Scroll down. I want to see more polyps. Look at that. It looks like a throat.
So they just cut it out?
Everybody is going to get a polyp through the colon.
All right, so listen, man.
I've had a colonoscopy a while ago. I got to get a new one, I guess.
Scroll down a little bit. I want to see the worst. What is that one? Smoking?
It's like a dick coming out of the side of the...
That looks like a clit. Oh.
These are like worst case scenarios.
Those are polyps that are fucking, making more polyps.
Scroll down a little
bit. What is it? Got oregano on that one?
Look at it. She can't even look at polyps.
So
you fucking...
Doctor had a cigarette in there?
That one has an earring. That's a punk rock polyp. Scroll down a little more.
God, this is the worst.
Oh my God. Oh, fuck me.
Yeah.
Dude, I hope I don't. That looks like a brain.
A lot of people go in there and they have multiple. A lot.
Are you sure
so
that's
what
not
they do
underwater?
Is they cut it out, and they get it all out. Oh, they do this.
I think I saw that in Aruba.
So the Mariana Trench. That's what the guy said. Oh, my God. That's
crazy.
Gross.
So I should go.
Get it.
I'm seeing my doctor. It's my gastro. It's a gastro. What is it called?
A gastrologist, right?
Gastro, endo. It's like both those.
But I did both.
A gastroenterologist?
Of course you know. I knew you'd know. You fucking.
I was trying to pretend like I didn't.
What is it?
Gastroenterologist.
What did I say? A gastrologist?
He was prepared. He was pretending to be dumb for me. That makes me want to cry. I wish there was a cry room.
No, it was for the room.
He said profit margin. You yelled at him. He's not going to fucking bust that gastroenterologist.
I didn't yell. I whispered.
Rob's like, God, these guys are dumb. You should definitely do it sooner than later.
I got the upper.
Yeah,
is this good? Is this sexy talk?
This is ruining me.
We have a 22-year-old, fucking young comic, and she's in there. Like, I had the upper. I got the polyp removed.
I did both. Go both.
I can't. I already did the other one.
How long ago?
Oh, a month ago.
Okay, you did the upper a month ago.
I did the upper a
month
ago.
So then you go up the ass and you're done. And he's going to tell you whatever it is and you're done.
I'm scared.
No, don't be scared.
No.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. This is the best part. If it's a precancerous thing, you still they take it out and you don't have to go for five more years.
What if he finds a gun?
What if he pulls out a revolver?
He murdered nine people. They go after my tour schedule. It's just a bunch of fucking women dead. Fucking Sarasota. All right, listen, man. Let's wrap this fucker up.
Yeah.
What a another great one.
Fun. How great was Robbie first time? Did I vouch?
Fucking, he was okay.
It's great.
I mean, you're good. If he was here by himself, this would be enough. Robbie, unfucking believable. Thank you.
Thank you for having me, man. This was awesome.
What's your name again?
Forrest.
You are good too.
Forrest Shaw.
No, dude, both of you guys, fucking awesome, man. Thank you for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
It was good seeing you.
Yeah.
And, so fun. I'm glad you hooked up. You know, a lot of comics, it's hard because we do this once a week, and a lot of comics try to get on you. And you, I'm glad you hooked up with Gab. And you know, for all you comics out there trying to get on here, we're trying to work it out. We do the schedule way in advance and trying to make things a little more streamlined for the show, and it's been working because the shows have been fucking great.
This is like my second podcast home, and I got to tell you, like, I have. You know, when you do your own podcast for a long time, you're like, I don't really want to go on other shows because I'm just trying to build mine.
Yeah.
But there's a few that, like, this one is just, yeah. I have the most fun. People come up after that other one. People come up to me, like, it's just such a great time. So thanks for having me, and thanks for, like, taking a recommendation of a friend, too.
Yeah, I'm glad. I mean, I'll never have your girl back on, though, that I had you.
That's fine.
I mean, you
that's
bumped her, rules. But, you know.
I'm trying to take her gigs.
That's the
what
rules
we do.
Of the podcast.
I could ask her about the pissing thing. I mean, that's first question. Out the gate, pissing on each other.
I would love. We should do a husband, like a boyfriend girlfriend episode.
Yeah,
yeah.
We did that once.
But who do we have?
We had Lewis, Kim,
and that's it.
It was supposed to be Rich and Bonnie, but
yeah, but they did flaked, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna. Where are you gonna be, buddy? What you got?
My name's Forrest Shaw, since you didn't remember. But
I remembered your name, dummy. I'm kidding.
Yeah, no, I know. I was kidding too.
Oh, sorry. I'm a little nervous around you with the whole gun thing.
There I am, right there. That's my that's great because that's the new website. And there's nothing on there. That's the person that built my website's house. That's where I'm going to be.
What was it, Hawaiian?
It's not even supposed to be up there.
Why?
But
what the fuck?
How about that? Yeah, I'm not going to be on the road a while. I'm writing on the Jim Jefferies show, so please watch that show so I can keep the job. How about
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Wow.
Why am I skinnier?
Why do you have country?
What that?
It says country. I've never seen that on a comics website. Country. There's United thing, States.
I have a new website, and it's not even supposed to be up. It's just supposed to have like the thing email me, and it's so you're not supposed to even see this because we're like working on it.
If you just put city, we get that it was in the
America. We're not going to have the country. We're going to take the country off. And I'm just
Los Angeles. Los Angeles.
Which Los Angeles?
The one in France.
You're not supposed to see this, but eventually go to Fortune.net.
I love comics websites because I do it too. You always have the skinniest headshot ever.
And then
you have to put one chubby one just so you keep yourself honest.
That was like right after I ruptured my Achilles. So I was still like, hey, I'm mobile. And then it was like, then I blamed myself for the last 5 years. Hey, I ruptured my Achilles five years ago.
5 years ago.
Yeah.
That's good. That hasn't healed yet?
Keep getting back on the train.
Hey, he's 50. Yeah, that Achilles, man.
You might want to get that checked out in your asshole.
I got a polyp in my Achilles.
Dude, I hurt my knee 17 years ago. I've been fat ever since.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm using that from now on.
Yeah, you should. I do it all the time.
My back went out.
If people don't ask you the timeline, then they're like, oh, it sucks. Yeah. Really.
Dude,
I
had a seesaw accident once. I haven't been able to recover.
You're like fourth grade, dude. It's never been the same.
I had an earache.
Uh-huh. There was a kickball. I was playing kickball, and this girl kicked the ball right into my knee. Went sideways. I've been fat ever since.
Well, my name is Forrest with two R's and SHAW, so you can find all my stuff. My website that's not supposed to be up.
He's from the United States.
And, I'm going to be doing a lot of shit in the U.S. coming up. So
Los Angeles, U.S., not Los Angeles, Australia. Yeah. Not to be Los Angeles, Japan. Not Eastern European Los Angeles, the one in the States.
Take it down.
And he performs tiki bars all over Tahiti.
I'll be in Fiji later this year.
I love there's an orange tree behind. What the fuck? What do you got there, Robbie?
I got New York Comedy Club this Thursday. I'm in Portland all weekend. And then
Portland what?
Portland, Oregon.
In the United States?
Are you with... who are you with? Carrie?
No, that's just me for something for live, a podcast thing.
Why are you panicking now? What's happening? Great, the whole show. I got a thing with Gary. What are you, fucking
the
each other?
The 15th.
he fucks me on the road.
I got to get spots, you know? June 15th with Gary at Paramount Theater on Long Island.
Awesome. Awesome, buddy. Well, great having both of you guys, man. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Back on again, man.
Yeah, please.
When you back in the U.S.
When I'm back in the circuit.
Congratulations on that show, too. Jim's a great guy.
Yeah, it's going great. So please watch that so I have a job. That'd be great.
Stop begging. We get it. We're going to watch. Just say watch the show. Please watch it. I need money. Such a weird thing to say. Like, people are going to be like, honey, listen.
I listened to a podcast today.
What am I supposed to say?
Get the Jim Jeffrey show on.
Forrest get the remote.
This. There's nothing on my website. What else am I supposed to say?
I support American comedians.
Give me the DVR.
That was a way better callback than I deserved.
Yeah, that was great.
That was a great callback. I even brought it all the way back from the beginning. It didn't get enough credit. What are you going to do? We're tired. I mean, it really was from the cars. I brought it back. It was tight. It was tight. You know, whatever. What are you going to do?
You earned it.
Maybe if you gave to me a little earlier, I would have gave to you. That's a callback too, bitch.
There you go. I'm in a city all week. I just got added to... we're doing that show. I'm doing that show with Bobby, that fundraiser, but I don't think anybody...
Fundraiser's next Monday. And this guy called me today.
Yeah.
Tony Burton.
Yeah.
Fucking agent extraordinaire.
Yeah.
Agent of the great Mike Calta.
Yeah.
And Artie Lang. He's the best. He calls me today. I want to thank you for introducing me to Verzi.
Really?
All right, you didn't just get a golden ticket to Willy Wonka's chocolate. It's a fucking compliment from an agent. Relax.
Really?
What the fuck? I didn't just give you a puppy.
Okay.
Really?
I just got added July 15th through the 18th. I'm going to be doing the Borgata. And August, I'm going to be with Bobby Voss, Keith Robinson at the Comedy Cellar at the Rio.
Yep.
So July will be the Borgata from July 15th to the 18th, and the end of August I'll be at the Rio at the Comedy Cellar. And also new dates are coming out, and I think me and Bartnick might be jumping on a Bill Burr show in Vegas just so we could bet on the World Cup and watch it in the sports book, which would be awesome. So you could check out my new website, paulverzi.com. Bobby, Gabby, thanks so much for having me. There's the new site. It looks nice. And I'll be going to be making an announcement pretty soon on the special. So,
awesome, buddy.
Thanks so much.
I want to thank you for coming to the party, too. Please thank your family.
They loved it.
He loved you, by the way. He was like, he's the best kid ever.
Really?
He was fucking... Stop acting like you're not a good guy.
He was flipping out about you.
He's one of the guys.
Oh, that's nice.
I go, he's one of the mother. He's one of us.
Oh, I appreciate it.
And Tony is one of us. We're going to do a great benefit up there in Pleasantville next Monday. So if you're in Pleasantville, Westchester, buy a ticket. Come see us. There's around 30 comedians on the show. I said, dude, everybody's doing 10, except me and Verse. We're not doing 30 minutes each.
Oh, it's a marathon?
Well, I told him I can't. You can't do it. You're gonna fuck everybody at the end of the show. You guys
are
gonna be like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? But he's gonna take care of it. Burton's the best. So anyways, I want to thank, first of all, Laughable.com. Laughable.com is the best app out there. Discover podcasting through the comedians you love. That's it. You go, you download this app at the Apple Store, and you put it on. If you like podcasting, this is it. This is the app to get. It spirals you out of control from one. This show is a perfect example. You'll see Verzi, then you'll go to Verzi. You'll click on him. He'll have all his podcasts. You'll see Robbie and everything you've been on. From here, they'll see you and then find your podcast or other podcasts you're on. Then Forrest will do the same thing, and you'll find other comedians through that and Gabby. It's an unbelievable app. Okay, it's incredible, and the things that they're doing with it are amazing. Okay, it's for the fans of comics and comedy podcasting. You have to go down laughable.com right now. Go there and check us out at Laughable. Check out You Know What Dude from Laughable and find all the comedians I've had on my shows in the past and discover a bunch of unbelievable shows. I also want to promote the Comedy Cellar Vegas. Is the hottest thing in Vegas right now. If you're going to Vegas, even if you're not, plan a trip and go to the Rio and check it out. This week's schedule, these are fucking plucked right from the Comedy Cellar. Like I said before, you go to Vegas, you are rolling the dice when you go to a comedy show in Vegas. Unless it's a star that you know and you're paying $150 a ticket. Not at the Comedy Cellar Vegas. It is the shit, okay? Right, look at this weekend. You got Sean O'Donnell, Donnelly, you got the Matthew Brizard, you got Ian Edwards, and you got Chris DiStefano, hosted by Mark Cohen.
It's nuts. It's amazing.
You can't get it. It's a showcase from New York, is in Vegas now, thanks to the Comedy Cellar. And the room is brand new. It's the exact same Village Underground we have here right on 3rd. It's a crazy, and there's a code too. What's the code? Web chat for better prices and questions. I forget the code. Let me real quick. There's a code you have to use. What the fuck is the code? Real quick. I want to get. There's a code. I want to.
Yeah, I think it's CC2018 or CC25.
Yeah, CC. I think it's CC2018. I hate the iPhone. Look at this. I fucking $1,000 for this phone, and I gotta fucking wait for it to catch up with itself. Fucking. God, Apple sucks.
Hi, Bobby. I missed you 9 times today.
Hi, Mama. How are you?
What's going on?
First of all, we're live on the YKWD doing a late episode. What's the code for people to get cheaper tickets at the Comedy Cellar Las Vegas in Rio?
CC Social.
That's it?
That is the code, yeah. CC Social. They could use it on Ticketmaster. They could use it at the box office here at the Rio where I am right now.
And how are the shows going?
Holy shit. They are so good. Big J and Yamanika dropped in this past weekend and murdered. They were in town to film their Netflix specials.
Which Jay's taping tonight, by the way.
He's taping tonight. I'm going to go see him in a few.
Right. And I heard you almost got arrested.
Oh, my God. I'm not doing this. I did. I almost got arrested.
Wow.
I almost got arrested. I was read my Miranda rights.
Wow.
Yeah.
But you didn't get arrested.
No, thankfully.
So everything's okay.
Everything's okay. I didn't get locked up. I was read my rights. I sat in like the casino room with the seatbelts on the bench, the whole nine.
Wow.
What'd you do?
Wow.
But I'm free. Free at last.
Well, I guess we'll talk about that when you come back.
100%.
I love you.
All right, I love you. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, I'm That's saving amazing. That one. That's a teaser for the next Who YKWD.
Liz.
That's that Liz. Liz. That's yeah. Liz, yeah.
Oh, wow, okay.
Why, it didn't sound like her?
No.
It didn't really sound like her.
I didn't. No, yeah. I just talked to her the other night. It didn't sound like her at all.
She sounded hot, right?
I mean, what the fuck? What the fuck?
Get the thing. Just go to overview. Right now, go to Robert Kelly, patreon.com/Robert Kelly. This is my, go to the overview, please. Click on that right there. Yeah, okay, if you go there right now. Okay, look, we need to get fucking more followers over there. I want you, if you're a Libsyn member, cancel it and go over to patreon.com/Robert Kelly. Become a member of my Patreon. I'm telling you right now, I know when we did the Libsyn, I was like, I'm going to have all this stuff. I can't. They don't let me have enough fucking bandwidth. I'm over at patreon.com right now. I have one-on-ones with Verzi. I have two of them up there. I got 3 live from the sheds with Colin Quinn. I got...
Two more coming out.
Matt Sarah from the UFC, the fucking, and Ron Bennington. I got 2 more coming out. Gabby actually edited the last one. Amazing job. We have one-on-ones up the fucking kazoo. I got so much content up there. Most guys have a podcast and an extra episode. I've got so much more up there right now. Plus, I have my what's it called? The fucking, what's the thing? Scroll up, back, go back, go back, go back, go back. What the fuck is it called, Gab? When I do the thing. Anyways, it's like a story. Whatever. I go there every day. go to patreon.com/Robert Kelly and become a member today. If you're a fan of mine, if you're not a fan, if you're a casual fan, this will always be free. YKWD is free. But if you want to become a member and you're a fan of this podcast, become a member. There's a bunch of different options, and you get this podcast before everybody else. And now, my dates... I'm going to be at McCurdy's this weekend, unbelievable club, Sarasota, Florida, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then I'm in Burlington, Vermont on June 15th and I'm June 16th. And I think the 14th, 14th, 15th, and 16th, bringing the family up there. Then we're going camping on the 17th and 18th. Which my wife is going to hate me for. And then and tomorrow night we have the Fat Black Pussycat. Gabby's hosting. And yeah, there you go. So, tomorrow night, it's called Dirty Clean. Dirty Clean, tomorrow night. Clean Dirty, what is it called?
Dirty Clean.
Dirty Clean, where I'm going to be doing a half hour clean and a half hour dirty. That's going to be my new hour. I'm working on that, and it's very hard not to say fuck. You guys are the best fans in the world. Thank you so much for listening. You know what, dude? See you next week.
Been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they're all free.